Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Well, well, well. This is another episode of Balls Deep Sports with your host, Rod, and my co-host, who is infamous on these streets.
Mahalo, y'all. Mahalo.
It's Jay Trillionaire. What's going on, dog?
Mahalo. I love that commercial, man.
That Arby's commercial?
Yes.
Yo, man, is that Ving Rhames or James Earl Jones? Like, who is that man, brother's voice?
I don't know, but that shit, I love it.
And
every
them beat, that beat drop, too? We got the meat, y'all. Boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom.
I love it. Mahalo, y'all. I was like, what? What is that?
Happy Friday, my nigga. We made it to another one.
Man, I'm just glad I woke up this morning.
You know what I'm saying? I woke up like this. We also have a repeat guest. I want to say this is his third time on Balls Deep.
He trying to compete with Karen, man.
Yeah, he trying to get up there. It's my man, B. Cole, the black man that almost died two times, but they couldn't kill him because he wanted to be on the show. What's going on, B. Cole?
What's going on, y'all?
Chilling.
I cheated death. Well, you're making fantasy picks.
You know what?
Both my weeks. And I was good.
Now, you know why they saved his life, though, right?
Why?
Because he's light-skinned. Had he been dark-skinned?
Right. They would never die. I mean, you see how they did the dark-skinned dude that got Ebola.
Right.
Right. They let his ass die.
Right.
Mm-hmm. B. Cole got the Ebola. He's still ticking, man.
They got that good health care for him.
Yeah. B. Cole, man, what happened, man? You just...
well,
got tired of white people in Minnesota or what?
Basically, you know, that's what I was fed the fuck up and was like, you know what? I'm good.
Someone tried to touch his hair and shit one more time. He's like, oh, get off me. I can't control myself.
It was the last time I was just fed up. I was like, fuck it. I'm done. No, but I actually had something called Behçet's disease. Mm-hmm. Long story short, your immune system fights all the cells. Good and bad.
Wow.
So, didn't know it. And, they treated it with penicillin. And I'm allergic to penicillin, apparently. So that was the first time I died.
Oh, yeah. I'm allergic to penicillin too, man.
Yeah. They didn't
Small
know.
World. Small
so,
world.
So what y'all do if y'all, like, catch well, they, something there's like other, an STD?
There's other antibiotics they can give you, and I would never catch an STD.
I'm just saying.
So I don't know.
It's just hypothetical.
Yeah, I would never know.
just hypothetical.
It's impossible for me to find out. It's impossible for me to find out is what I'm saying.
I don't take those risks. Yeah. I live a safe life.
I wash my dick before I touch a woman.
Before and after, that's the key.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Soap is all you need.
Right. I wash my hands before I touch my dick. But yeah, man, that so it was called what disease now?
Behçet's.
Behçet's, like I know now, did they just come out and tell you like, hey man, you got Behçet's disease, or like how do you even find some shit out like that? Cause I feel like if they told me I had Behçet's disease, I'd just be like, what does that mean though?
Well, that's what I was wondering, you know, because I was in the hospital for like a good week. And I wasn't getting better. So then they started obviously ruling things out, you know, doing blood tests and stuff like that. And then they found these genetic markers and it was like, So this old head doctor, well, first off, they did actually test me for Ebola. That was the funny part.
Wow.
So they were like,
it's funny now. Like, it's funny now because you ain't got it.
Right.
I would have been scared as shit. Like, I got it. What the fuck did I do?
Right. Well, they asked me, they were like, well, have you traveled outside the country? And I was like, not in a couple years, but what, why? So like, so we're just going to go ahead and test you for Ebola because you got the symptoms. I was like, oh shit.
Damn.
I'm like, but I ain't go nowhere. What the hell? So the old head doctor was like, nah, this dude, old black man. And, that black man fucking gene is real. Cause he was like, he walked in the room. He's like, no, we ain't doing that. That's too expensive. And we just ain't about to do that to this dude. Cause like they have to give you a spinal tap to actually see if you have one.
Oh,
that's what happened to Dane.
Right.
To who? Dane who?
Luau Dane.
Oh, yeah.
Remember they did that spinal tap for a test to see why he kept getting sick.
He was never right again.
Yep. And they stick a big ass needle in your back in between the discs and drain the fluid out. So you cannot move. If you move, they will hit a nerve and you could paralyze yourself.
Oh, fuck, man.
But are you asleep? Because are you?
Yeah, do they knock you out first, or do you awake while they do this?
They just numb you up, but you have to be awake because you have to, like if you're asleep, they can't get the accurate reading. So you have to be awake the whole time and you feel everything.
I'm going to move then. I'm going to move. I'm not the man you are, B. Cole.
Yeah.
I would move.
I mean, I'm pretty tough, so I probably wouldn't move, but damn.
Nigga,
they just give you a Novocaine shot and then just, you know, hopefully you do your best, but it's going to, you feel everything. You feel everything.
Oh my God.
So the dude was like, no, we ain't finna do that. And so, he was looking and he was like, I think I know what this is. Now he was about 75, like Morgan Freeman age.
He doesn't see anything.
Don't fuck anymore. Cause like he was already, this is last year, so he was getting ready to retire. So he just didn't give a shit about anything anymore. And he was like, he told the nurses and other doctors to shut the fuck up, literally.
Wow.
I was like, I laughed. It hurt, but I laughed. And so, he was like, I think I know what this is. He was like, the genetic markers are there. Y'all just didn't look for it.
Mm.
This is what's going on with him. So let's do a couple more tests. In between that, like I said, it attacks everything. So I guess my heart stopped once or twice.
Oh shit.
Second time I died.
Damn. You lucky you had Danny Glover in the hospital.
Exactly. They brought me back and then, I couldn't break a fever. So my fever was like 105. So they still don't understand how I'm alive. Because after 104, your body shuts down and you die.
Wow. So
105 for a week, and they don't know how I lived.
Congratulations. So
right.
Yo, man. Yeah, you defeated the damn disease, bro. Good.
So you beat the grip.
At some point, I have to think that at some point, you know, the thing that happened to the Flash happened to me. Because, nigga should have died twice.
Yeah, man. Wow, dude. Well, yeah, I'm glad to hear that you're okay, man, and healthy enough to, you know, do the show and stuff. How long are you supposed to be out of work?
Well, that was 2 weeks ago. This is my last week off, and I start work back on Monday. So
you feeling up to it?
Yeah, I'm feeling really good now, taking the medicine and things like that, because it's something that never goes away. So they just actually, when they figured it out, they put me on a good type of medication that'll keep that from happening for a while. So I'm good.
So after you cheat death twice, like at that mm-hmm. point, do you look at things in your bucket list? Like, you know what? I do want to go parachute. I do want to jump off this cliff and see if I can land in the water. I do want to jump out of airplane. Like, do you have that sense of immortality now, or is it?
No, I don't want to get shot. I don't want to jump out of an airplane. I don't want to do none of that shit. I still want to be around for my kids. So I'm good.
Start playing the lottery and street harassing women and shit. Never know what happens.
Now that's different. You know, since the NFL don't care, I don't care. So I'm going to street harass these women and we going to be all right.
I'm with you on that, bro. I got you know, back.
Hey, you
got
to do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do. You never know.
They should come outside. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Out here breathing and shit.
Yeah. Taking
it's her fault. She went outside.
Yeah.
It happened to be in my view.
Right.
That's her fault.
Right. Looking all good and stuff. Didn't nobody tell you come out the house looking all good?
Shit. They don't know about B. Cole.
You know? Shit. Think I won't win a wheel.
With the line, hey girl, I twice. You should just come on.
Girl, did I go to heaven? Cause I done died twice and you look like an angel.
Exactly.
Oh, you don't want me? Bitch, I kill you. I'm fucking crazy.
Let's see if you come back twice.
That's the other part of that street harassment. they don't like talking about that part. You can't even holler at a chick. Yeah, you can. That part where you talk about killing them and shit. Don't nobody want to talk about that.
Those dads say B. Cole is the Highlander.
Yeah, this nigga almost died twice, bro. Damn.
Man, you got to change your name or something to something different now.
Yeah.
fuck you, Death, or you can't kill me. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, cheated Death, man.
You like that dude from Unbreakable.
Bruce Willis?
Yeah, Bruce Willis, he just couldn't die. Like, it's nothing. Yeah. Regardless of what happened, he just wasn't going to die.
Yeah.
The same time, he could die from water. I was like, come on, dog.
Yeah, that was the worst weakness ever.
Never got thirsty.
Yeah. You know what? It's like, B. Cole, probably, you know that song, Devil Went Down to Georgia? Where that dude, like, played the devil for his soul and won?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty much be called like play the fiddle or some shit.
I own you. You my bitch now.
Yeah. all right, man. This is Ball D Sports, man. And we do have a song to play. So let's get the intro out of the way here. I really need to switch my default back to Windows. I don't know why they put Zoom on here, because it always takes forever to load when I play want to play a clip, man.
I love the background Zoom, dude.
It looks good, but goddamn. It's still saying opening right now. I clicked on this shit 10, 15 seconds
especially
ago.
When they do the collage of all the pictures.
You know, yeah,
I love it.
Ball pit of Cheesy Charlie's, and I sink all the way down to the bottom, and you can't find me.
That deep?
That's right.
My collage of pictures is like porn, though. Balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love.
Y'all sing along.
I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I wanna have sex with a personality. Drive up a positive traits. Give a pound into her feelings. Make a south mouth salivate. Hey Tyra, are you listening? We're not talking, just the tipping. Thank you, Scotty Pippen.
Just here dropping off an application. Players
exactly
in my
they didn't make
as
much
as they
do
today.
Huh. Sorry to hear that. Where was I? We're talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep. In love, I'm talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep. In love. Oh yeah.
You know, I still get thrown off with this version because it don't have that skip.
Yeah, it's actually right. We sang the wrong version for so long. But yeah, man, as always, we need to start the show with the emails that we got from last week's show. A couple people emailed in. Let's see what they had to say. It was a pretty busy sports week. We had some scandals. We had some actual sports stuff happen, games.
It was sports?
Yeah. It was a lot of scandals this week, man. A lot of scandals. Let's see.
No Shonda Rhimes.
I need the scandal sound effect, man. What is that?
After this week, man, shit got real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I thought they was gonna cross over how to get away with murder for a second.
I'm still not on, scandal yet.
Yeah, you late, man. You late as hell.
Well, you know why. You know why?
Because you don't like Kerry Washington.
And her look. But you know what? I'm gonna go back and start watching from season one.
Yeah.
And give her lips a chance.
Thank you, man. I'm glad to hear you say that, man. That's my show.
Just because I can't get no more Letty Mae Daniels.
I know, man.
Yo, I think I seen her on the episode on The Walking Dead.
Letty Mae?
As one of the zombies. I looked at one of the
zombies. She might have been, man. Was it lip acting on the zombie or no?
Yes.
See, that was probably her.
Yes. And I was like, is that Letty Mae?
Mm-hmm. You're like, that zombie seemed hungrier than the others.
And I couldn't decide if I was going through withdrawal. And mm-hmm. I was like, I need some Letty Mae or not.
Right. No, you probably did, man. That's probably what it was.
But it looked like her.
We got one from Lionel, who goes by Nell, like Nell Carter. which, I guess I'm old. Y'all don't remember Nell Carter, man? The black sassy maid that had her.
Oh, I remember her now.
Yes.
Man. She was on two sitcoms, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was the same character on two sitcoms. Like, she started off as, like, a maid on, like, I want to say Different Strokes or some shit. Then she got her own, like, her own sitcom. What was the name of that shit? It was some black phrase, too, like, you know, give me a break or some shit.
Yep.
It was Give Me a Break. Yeah, dog. Nell Carter.
She looked good in that picture on the left.
Yeah, she was, this back when they didn't, she do look good on this picture. But this back when they didn't hire black women to look good. Like, they wasn't gonna get no sexy ass.
You really had to act.
Yeah, they got you so they could cuss you out. Like, I think the sexiest maid they was allowed to have on TV for black people was, the maid to the Jeffersons.
Yup.
And then George ain't do nothing but cuss her ass out all day. But, yeah, Give Me a Break, man. That's what it was. Yep. Anyway, I don't even know how I got on that. Nell writes, oh yeah, that's why he called himself Nell. Balls deep sports randomness. Hey, Rod and Karen, if she's there. No, Justin? What? Justin, Justin been on every episode except one now?
Man, don't even read the rest of his email.
Yeah, man, fuck this email.
Nah, go ahead.
You lucky?
I ain't petty all the time.
You lucky he not being petty right now, dog, because I definitely would have deleted this shit.
Maybe I said something to Lana and I don't know it.
Yep, I did it. I'm petty. I didn't address the terrorist scum, Jamal Al-Fayed, Justin. Terrorism may have prevailed in the Blackout Tips Fantasy League 2 weeks ago, but terrorism will not win the league. It can't happen if he wins the league. The 11 owners have failed ourselves and, more importantly, the United States government.
I feel like he the only one got that joke, too, when I made that name.
Yeah. He watched Tyrant.
Yep.
He maybe listened to our review. He can't prevail, damn it. I challenge all owners to be a better manager than myself and make sure this man never wins another game. Anyways, good win, Justin. I guess we can go back to being sociable. Still a little salty, LOL. Curse you, New England defense, and Vernon Davis, you have failed as well. Side note, dear FBI, please don't come kicking my door. Next topic, Jamel Hill, Rod, I salute you. Justin's expression of excitement when you broke the news would have been my reaction. Man, I love that woman. Can you ask her how many times does she come close to cussing on air? Also, can you ask to see the tattoo on her thigh? Her, take pictures and screenshot it for the homies. I'm just kidding about that last question. Yeah, I'm not asking nothing that's going to make her hang up, dog.
But that is an excellent question, too.
I mean, I would love to ask, but I'm not going to ask because I'm not, you know how it goes. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, man, my interview with Jamel Hill was 3 minutes. I asked a couple questions and, you guys are here. Then, she hung up and, she blocked me on Twitter. Finally, I live in Texas, but I hate the Cowboys. They beat my team last week, so all I have been hearing all week long is this team isn't like the other 8-8 Dallas teams. I understand they have perhaps the best offensive line in football. They have a great running back and awesome receiver in Dez, and Tony Romo is Tony Romo. You will have your good Romo days, your bad Romo days. Well, those are coming in November and December. My question for the crew is, are the Cowboys really a playoff contender, NFC contender, or a Super Bowl contender? How far do you think this team will go? Keep up the good work, crew. Thanks, Nell. Justin, man, how far do you think the Cowboys are going to go?
Shit, they could make the first round of the playoffs this year.
And win? Or?
No, they'll just make the first round and lose. Because in the NFC East right now, I mean, they got it. Between it, we'll see between them and Philly.
Yeah.
And I think they play this weekend too, though.
Shit. On the low, the Giants is like 3-2 now. And Eli been playing good.
Man, I don't have faith in Eli. I don't have faith in Eli.
You know what, man? I can never rule him out.
Oh, no. It's Philly and the Giants. So we'll see. If he beat Philly this weekend, then to me, the Cowboys would be out.
Hold on. If
the Giants, they play this weekend.
And they beat Philly to go 4-2.
If they beat Philly to go 4-2, it'll put Philly and the Giants at 4-2. To me, that cancels out the Cowboys and they back being trash. Uh-oh. But if it's Philly beating the Giants, then Eli is doing what I expect him to do, which is be trash, and it'll put them against the Cowboys. And I'm okay with that because I like the Cowboys better than Philly because I don't trust y'all quarterback. Mm.
Okay. I don't trust
Nick Foles.
I don't trust Romo either.
Yep.
But, you know what I mean? Like, Romo's like that father that only comes around on birthdays. You know what I mean? Like, I know he's reliable for showing up that one time a year, but that's it, you know? Like,
you fail to forget, though, that the Cowboys always play on Thanksgiving. And historically, that's when Tony Romo starts to bomb out, right around Thanksgiving.
This is what kills it for me. I know normally at Thanksgiving, they play a sorry team and they play at home. And Romo will have one of them games where it's like, oh shit, he had 4 touchdowns, 1 or 2 picks, but you know, he also had 375 yards. They got the W. And it's right after that, the next game.
That's when he starts to go bad.
They be like, you know what? We don't need to run it. Tony Romo got this.
And that's what I'm saying. They running the ball this year.
Right.
Like they haven't done that since Emmitt.
But you know, at this pace, there's no fucking way DeMarco Murray stays healthy. He's never stayed healthy running less than this. And now they got him running the most attempts in the league.
But I don't know that his backup not decent as well.
Oh, they the same people from the last 2 years.
Oh.
It's Dunbar and Randall or whatever the fuck. So when he gets hurt, which he always gets hurt.
Well, yeah, once he get hurt,
they're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, once he gets hurt.
Yeah.
But if he get hurt for like a week or two injury, but
right,
then he come back strong,
mm-hmm,
they're going to be fine.
Okay.
They still got to play the Bears and the Packers, who defensive line is like in the top 15.
Right.
He going to get hurt.
Yeah, I think they can beat both of them, though. It's this game against Seattle they playing this week. I was like, scratch, that's a loss.
Yeah, they about to definitely lose. Like, yeah. To me, this is the game where somebody gets fucked up.
But, yeah, but for them, the Bears and Green Bay, I think they can win those games.
Cowboys are 4-1. You know?
If they don't run the ball, they can win because their pass defense is terrible.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Bicole? What do you think they'll do this year? Playoffs, Super Bowl, anything?
I'm thinking wild card, and they get put out in the wild card round by probably Arizona or maybe the Bears.
Mm, okay. I'm trying to look up their schedule. Let me look
now,
up their schedule.
Who is your team? Is it Minnesota?
Oh, God, no.
Because I know you said it before. I just don't remember.
God, no. I don't fuck with the Vikings. Not at all. I'm a Saints fan. I'm originally from New Orleans, so.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So you probably mad at me too for that shit I was talking about Sproles, but I'm right.
Yeah.
I know I'm right.
Let's just say I might have fast forwarded about 10 minutes into the podcast.
But you know, that wasn't disrespect against the organization.
It wasn't,
GM.
Man.
That's more the GM.
It wasn't just that, man. It was, to me, it was just funny because people got so disrespectful of Darren Sproles. Like he was just some whack ass dude. Like, nah, man. All I know is when we used to play the Saints, I used to hate it, man.
It's real. I mean,
yeah.
That check down is real. I mean, look, Drew Brees is missing Sproles like Cam Newton is missing Steve Smith. It's just right. They hurt.
Yeah.
They don't know what to do.
It do. Like, that's the thing. Like, you cannot like that motherfucker, but when they on the field, the game changes. You know what I mean? Like, I do wonder what it would look like if they had Steve Smith and Kelvin Benjamin. Because, like, just X's and O's. It does change the way the game is called. Now I don't know. I don't know about that locker room.
They'll double cover Steve Smith all day because he's still fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cam just checks down to the second, third receiver, maybe the tight end,
mm-hmm,
and that's why he gets 200-300 yards a game and 4 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Now, looks like Cam is terrible.
Yeah.
But we know he's not.
They ain't got no running backs and shit. All right. So here's who the Cowboys have beaten. They beaten the Titans, the Rams by 3, the Saints, who have looked pretty bad this year so far, and the Texans by 3. So I don't feel like the 4-1 is necessarily like indicative of them being a great team. You know, they play Seahawks. That's, you know, I'm assuming they're going to lose that. If they beat the Seahawks though, legit, I'm saying, yeah, they're a legit contender, and I expect them to win first round of the playoffs. Because anybody that can go into Seattle and win, you need to at least have some respect for them dudes, you know. but I don't think they'll win. Then they play the Giants, which is pivotal, because that'll probably be for the division at the time. Because, you know, if the Giants beat the Eagles, then you got that. If not, then they got it. Either way, it's going to be something for the division because they need to beat the Giants to stay with the Eagles at that point. Let's see. The Redskins, they should win that
skins,
shit.
Though? Ain't going to count them trying to win the Skins, though?
They're going to run the Skins, dog. Come on. Let's just keep it real. the Cardinals got a good defense, and if Carson Palmer's back by then, that could be a tough game. They should smash the Jaguars because they're playing them out. No, they're playing them in Jacksonville. They should still smash them.
Yep.
Then they play the Giants on, ooh, that's the Thanksgiving game, ain't it? Oh, no, 27th is Thanksgiving.
They play
the Eagles Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Oh, nigga. Oh, my Thanksgiving about to be so reckless.
It depends on what y'all record looking like though by Thanksgiving.
No, I'm talking about my family. They Cowboys fans.
Oh, that's gonna be bad for you, bro.
Oh, I'm gonna be talking so much shit. Yo, we better win Thanksgiving. Cause it ain't gonna be nothing but shit talking in the Morrow household, homie. Tell you right now, Uncle Randy.
Just make sure you park on the street so that you can't get blocked in if you need to leave.
Yeah, Uncle Randy, dog. I'm gonna tell you right now, you gonna don't be trying to leave early, cause he'll try to dip out if we get that early lead. You gonna be talking that shit. But yeah, after that, that's normally when the fall off starts. So they finished the season with the Bears, the Eagles, the Colts, and then a gimme with the Redskins. So I feel like they will make the playoffs with this schedule, man, because I see like a few gimmies in here that they should win, and they already got 4 wins. So you got Redskins, Jaguars,
that's 6.
Redskins again.
7. We'll win one of the games.
We always split with them. Yeah, I feel like they'll get one between the Giants or you think the Redskins will win one of those?
Yeah, we always get one of them games.
How y'all gonna get the number one draft pick?
They not. We talking about Dan Snyder.
Y'all not gonna tank?
No, the Redskins got too much pride to tank.
They don't. They not smart enough to do that.
Well, anyway, man.
Why are you skimming over? They gonna be on the Eagles. Why are you skimming over?
Because I just realized that I'm doing something I hate when people do, trying to prognosticate how somebody gonna do for the season. I hate this shit. I actually hate this segment right now. I don't even know why we got into that. I don't know what's gonna happen, but I'm gonna be here every week making these jokes. That's what's gonna happen. I predict a lot of laughs if y'all niggas don't make the playoffs, and a lot of laughs if y'all make it and go out in the first round. That's what I predict.
Yeah, y'all go to the Super Bowl, we're gonna joke y'all.
Yeah, so
I'm gonna put my middle fingers up like Jerry Jones.
I don't even know why I did that. I actually hate, like, I turn off radio shows when they do that. So I hate, sorry listeners, I hate that we did that just now. Would they be like, oh, you know, that's a win. You know what I mean? You ever do that at the beginning of the season? Like, turn on the Panthers radio station and shit. Be like, yeah, we're going to go 12-4. I already done mopped it out. Going to beat the Cardinals. Then we're going to go up to the Broncos and we're going to whoop Peyton Manning's ass. So that's W. Then we're going to, it's like, that, you know what, man? That doesn't make sense. Let's just see what happens.
Jerry Jones should come out with his own theme music. Put your middle fingers up. Put your middle fingers up.
Yeah. Just saying, somebody could break their ankle tomorrow and none of this shit matters. So I can't believe I just did that. Balls Deep Sports hurt ass fans in fantasy football. This is from my man, Dr. Dostax. What's good, Rod and Justin? It's Dr. Dostax in the chat, from the chat. Didn't write in last week because I had school stuff to do. But I did. I thought you was a doctor. Hold on, man. What kind of school you in? But I did want to let you all know that in the light of my last email where I spoke mighty recklessly about fantasy league football, I understand that the professional thing to do would be apologize for talking noise and then catching a fucking heap of work. However, since I do believe in standing up for what I believe in, I stand behind my comments, even in the face of back-to-back losses. And Rod, I see you accurately pointing out that the only folks I've beaten are women and light-skinned men. Well, to my knowledge, I play another light-skinned man this week, so hopefully I can get that W. Picking on the weak links, man.
What's his,
Dr. Dostax was his, team. Hold on, let me,
see. Funny part is, even though he lost, he won. Light-skinned women and light-skinned men and women.
That's all you want to do. That's all he want to do. Let's see. What is his,
the Fighting Stack Jacks? Is that him?
Yeah, I think that's him, the Fighting Stack Jacks.
Yep. He didn't make it this week.
He is, what is he, 3-2?
Yup.
Yeah, not bad.
He lost to, Taylor Swift's assless chaps. Yeah. Money Mayweather.
Money Mayweather. Racking up a nice little record there. You know, 80s whooping trees gave him the business too. Oh man, I can't wait till I play his ass in week 10. I'm gonna beat the shit out this man. But he says, also in light of Ty Gurley, the Georgia running back getting suspended for signing stuff, and now Mark Cuban saying that the NBA players, or as he would like to call them, reasons to cross the street, union pushes for their share of the revenue, I was wondering if y'all think we can ever alter the cycle of bitter ass fans hating on players. I understand that a lot of this comes from racism, but god damn it though. Yeah, that's never gonna change. As long as the people on the field are black and rich, it'll never change.
And that's, I can't necessarily call it racism because black people hate them too.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of it's classism. Yep. And envy and jealousy, because like last night I was talking to some dude and we were talking about Adrian Peterson, and I was like, yeah man, it's looking crazy, maybe he won't even play this year, you know. And he was like, yeah, I don't even know, you know, what they're gonna do. I was like, yeah, because it's gonna be hard to replace him. And he was like, shit, sign me up for 40 mil, I'll get out there. I was like, yeah, of course you would, because you don't deserve it. You know what I mean? That's like, of course I'll fuck Halle Berry. Sure you will. Of course you will. But David Justice won't. Because David Justice has more options, and he's been down that road already. There's a reason that these dudes make the money, and it's because they're so highly skilled at what they do, and very few people on this planet can do it. And you're talking about Adrian Peterson, former MVP of the league? You can't just throw anybody out there to be Adrian Peterson. So, you know, but it's that jealousy that made him even say that shit, you know? Oh, dude, give me the money. So what? So you can do what? Get killed?
Out there getting Ray Rice numbers.
Yeah. When the last time you lifted a weight?
1.4 yards. Yeah. Negative. Now you get negative yards.
Right. You're like, oh, man, he's down again.
Nope.
Yeah,
it'll be gay film of the most horrendous injury ever in sports because his leg will just disconnect.
We think he's got a Behçet's disease because he's died twice on the field when they were trying to cut him off, and they gave him some penicillin. He started dying.
Oh no, his arm just fell off from
his body. Oh no, oh god, pick his arm up, please. Oh man, this the humanity.
They didn't even hit him in his arm. How did that happen?
He picked up his arm and he's holding it in the air, giving a thumbs up, guys. So we think he's gonna be okay. Get the fuck out of here. And finally, is it wrong for me to be optimistic about the Browns this year? Yes, it's always wrong.
Is he the one that just? Look, I was watching one of the leagues. Somebody just now dropped the Browns defense. I was like, wait.
Hey, man, the Browns defense is better than you think. It always is, but it's just never good. It's just never good.
I was like, who was playing with them?
It don't matter how good your defense is when your quarterbacks are terrible and your wide receivers is on drugs and shit. Like, y'all gonna fuck it up. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, should I drop the Browns defense? Do they still have to be on the field when the Browns offense is not around? Cause you should drop them. Hard to defend for 45 minutes a game, man. They somehow haven't been terrible. Hoyer has been consistent and doesn't throw out passes that look like cooked birds being tossed for charity like Nino Brown. Shout out to Kirk Cousins. Oh, swerve. But I feel like the Clevelandness reaching out from the shadows like a brown and orange Freddy Krueger. Anyway, keep up the great work. Y'all do great things. I'm proud to be premium. Peace, y'all. But thank you, Dr. Dostax. And yeah, you crazy, dog.
You know, all this slander against Washington, I know y'all saying it to get at me, throw a little jabs.
Yeah, they trying to get you, dog.
But I joke them more than anybody, so.
Right.
Like, join the team, you know what I'm saying? Like, just be blatant with it.
Yeah, y'all don't even have to be. Yeah, you ain't got to be coy.
Yeah, I've been joking Washington for years.
It looks like they beat the Steelers. No, they lost to the Steelers by 3.
Man, that game they won.
They beat the Saints by 2, but that was bullshit. They lost to the Ravens by 2. And then they had a bye week. And then they beat the Titans by 1. Nigga, no, you can't be excited about these wins.
It was off a fumble.
Yeah.
Both of them, I believe, was off fumbles. But I know that Titans game, it was off a fumble. Mm-hmm. And y'all just won the game.
Yeah, you can't be excited about these, though. I mean, put it this way. Be excited because y'all are having a fun season. And y'all are winning some last minute, like, stressful games. And that's cool. But don't expect these niggas to keep this up. Y'all are winning off luck and shit.
Yeah, because what's going to happen?
And they haven't even started playing division yet.
Yeah, they played the Steelers. Like
Baltimore, Steelers, right. And New England. They about to get smashed.
They're 0-1 in the division because they already lost to the Steelers. They played the Steelers this week again. So Yeah, oh, okay. Man. Not looking. If y'all go 0-2 in the division, I don't give a fuck how you feel about it. That y'all gonna be back to what y'all normally do anyway. So y'all just gotta and then y'all play the Bengals twice. Wait, didn't y'all lose to the Ravens? And y'all 0-2 in the division. No, you can't be excited. And yes, you are crazy for being excited. Sorry, Dr. Dostats.
Go ahead and root. I mean, I root for Washington, so you can. Nobody's telling you not to root for Cleveland.
The good news is there's nobody on your team as bad as Trent Richardson. And that's what you got to. You got to look at the positives, man.
But you missed no points he put up last week, too. What? Touchdown.
Yeah, okay.
He put up 17 points in fantasy.
All right.
Last week.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I saw the stats. 27 rushes for 82 yards.
I saw that shit.
Yeah, it was something stupid.
But like, he had 17 points. Fantasy.
Man, let me look up Trent Richardson's stats now. See, this kind of shit you got me doing. We could be talking about actual people that matter.
Trent Richardson does matter. He put up 17 points on a team not named the Browns.
He played last night too, right?
Did he? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't watch the game. I missed the game.
Oh, so you, let's look at those stats. Let's take a look at, let's see, they played the tech. Why is this game log from last year? What the fuck is this shit? They played the Texans. Now I gotta go to the box score because this shit don't want to down. And let's look at the stats for my man Trent Richardson. 17 carries for 41 yards. 2.4 yards a carry.
He got a TD though.
Got him, yeah, but that's like a TD anyone could get. Anyone could fall in the end zone.
He wasn't getting them last year.
He still got a couple TDs last year, but he still sucked. You know what I mean? He's just a terrible, he's only got two TDs on the season, Justin. 87 carries for 281 yards.
I mean, he is a backup running back.
They stopped giving this nigga the ball in the fourth quarter. They were just done. They were like, all right. And they used him for blocking.
And he starts.
It was really bad.
and he starts on the team. That's their starting running back. That old ass Amari Bradshaw.
Why are we talking about him anyway?
You brought him up. You brought him up. You brought him up by defending him. I did my Trent Richardson slander. Then you came in. You tried to jump in front of the bullet.
I'm always defend Hill.
I don't know why, man.
Until he retired.
Anyway,
I remember when people thought he was so good, and it was like, wait a minute. I see a lot of flaws in that run game he got. So
they didn't even think nothing about the fact that the Browns drafted him. They're just like, oh, he must be good. Man, they finally got a good running back. Best running back since Jim Brown. Oh, okay.
Nope.
Black Rob writes in, what up, BDS crew? Quick comment and a question for you guys. One, Rod, how do you like that L I gave you in fantasy football last week, my nigga? I do not like it at all. If you want to be real about it, I'm not a fan of it.
What was the final score on that? Let's go to the scoreboard.
Yeah, let's look at this. Let me go back to my fantasy football.
Oh, nigga, he whooped your ass.
What was the score?
130 to 125. You wasn't even close.
Oh, man, whatever. That was close as shit. I mean, it was some bullshit.
You wasn't even close.
Oh, that wasn't even that. I thought it was going to be a blowout, man.
Russell Wilson gave you 38 points in that game.
Hey, dog, look, it was 125.9 to 130.8. Not even 5 points, and I would have won that shit.
No, that's you looking at a different.
What?
You Black Rod wrote this, not Letter May.
Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, wait, I won that one, didn't I? No, I lost that.
3-2, you done lost twice.
Yeah, I lost that. At Phillip Rivers.
Yep.
Was he Phillip Rivers?
Yeah,
that's the one I'm talking about. My bad. Yeah, I lost that. With my bench, because I feel like I could have won, but something crazy happened. Oh, the goddamn Bengals defense. You motherfuckers.
That negative
dog, I was winning. These niggas got me -8. You understand what I'm saying? If I hadn't have played them, I win the game.
Do you have a defense on the bench?
No, of course not. That's crazy.
Who would you go for?
Listen to me though. I could have took the coward's way out and just sat my defense because they played on like Monday night against the Patriots. It's like Monday or Sunday night.
Yeah, that -8 was a zero was better.
A zero would have won me the fucking game.
He do have a squad though. He got luck.
Oh, nigga, this nigga barely beat me, dog. I'll whoop his ass next time I see him. Look at this.
Well, he don't got no receivers.
Moral of the story, don't trust no teams from Ohio.
God damn. How you getting negative eight against a broke arm Tom Brady?
Hey, man, I don't know how he pulled that ass whooping out his ass.
Yo, Tom, yo, that shit was all, that shit was all smoke and mirrors.
I don't know how he did that, because I was expecting the Bengals to win that game.
Mm-hmm. He swore he was proving something, too. Look at me, still throwing it 5 yards faster than anybody else.
Throwing them ducks out there.
Yeah, look at, I mean, I still ain't hitting nobody 20 yards down the field, but look at how close I'm throwing it.
I think it's just proof God likes me better than he does you.
Yeah.
Because I needed the Bengals defense to go in the negative to help me win.
Mm-hmm.
And they did.
He said, watching Russell Wilson rack up all those points for you had me nervous as shit. But my fantasy football excellence managed to shine through, and I got that win. We're a quarter of the way through the season. I'm 4-1 looking strong. You might as well give me the winning pro season now, homie, and save us all the time and trouble. You got to get it out of my cold, dead hands. Number two, speaking of Russell Wilson, do y'all think RG3 was watching that game Monday night and hitting that Weebay face every time Russ slid or got out of bounds to avoid contact at the end of those runs? Awesome. Oh, that's how I'm supposed to do it. Or do y'all think he was over on the Washington sideline talking about, shit, he could have got about two and a half more yards. He could have got about 2.5 more yards. He would have took out that linebacker. I can't help but think Robert was watching Russ perform on Monday night, salty as fuck. What do you guys think? That's all I got for this week. Appreciate the great show, guys. Black Rob. Justin, what you think, man? You the RG3.
He on the sideline looking like, look at that sellout. Him and his pretty hair.
Mm-hmm.
He need a fucking haircut with
just his black
light,
ass,
with his light skin mm-hmm. ass. I married him. I got me a white woman too. You right. Left yours.
He gonna leave his white woman like this?
This nigga sliding out of bounds. You soft ass light skin dude. I'm sure that's what he was thinking.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just assumed he wasn't even watching the game.
Meanwhile, at the end of the season, when it's on contract time,
I feel like he was like playing. He was like somewhere playing video games and shit. He was over there playing Angry Birds. Like, oh, what is the game going on?
Nah, he watching. You want to know why he watching? Because his woman watching. And his woman, while they not married, and she know Russell single, and she know he like white women, she watching. She watching the game.
Maybe that's what it is, man.
He walk in the bedroom like, what you watching, baby? Oh, nothing. You watching another quarterback? You watching another black quarterback at that? No, baby. I was flipping channels. This is what you had it on when I cut the TV on.
It's time to pick some games, guys. All right. First of all, looking at last week.
Why y'all wanna? Why can we talk about the ass whooping I gave though? Before we.
Oh, you want to do the fantasy football before we do pick 'em? All right.
Well, I'm talking about just the ass whooping I gave Letty Mae's lips.
Go ahead.
By the way, I beat them lips, Terry Daly. You know, we was both 1-3, but now you 1-4. I'm 2-3. Shit. I want these W's anywhere I can get them. And if I got to beat your lips to do it, I will. I will smack a woman in her mouth.
I play Letty Mae's lips next, too, so.
I will smack a woman in her mouth. Shit, think I want when I will. Think I don't when I do. Check my resume.
Now, here's what's so real about that. So, like, I was trying to, I'm literally going to anaphylactic shock from that prednisone, or from the penicillin. Mm. But I was mad because the Wi-Fi dropped out in the hospital, and I was trying to make these picks, and I was mad. I was like, come on,
y'all. Damn. That's when you know it's a problem.
It's real, man.
Letty Mae Liz is beating me right now. In the fantasy football, she's got 13.4 to my 0.
Damn, I beat her ass 132 to 91.
Damn, you didn't put it on like that, dog.
Man, listen, listen, y'all. Latest shit, this is a warning now. You get on my bad side now. That's what's gonna happen to you.
Hey, that's
whoop your ass.
That's the highest point scored that week in all of fantasy football, dog.
When I put hands on a woman, I put hands on her. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, maybe your team about to make a comeback, man.
I hope so, because it was struggle city at the beginning.
Yeah. You got that. Oh, I know you were so happy you finally got your Demaryius Thomas game, dog. you were faithful, and you believed, and you started him every week.
Hey, man.
And he gave you the game of a lifetime.
I'm going to tell you what really pissed me off, though, was every week they'll be throwing, and Thomas scores a touchdown. I'd be like, yes, that's the wrong motherfucking Thomas. Who is...
Julius Thomas. Who the fuck is this other Thomas on the team?
Yeah, Julius Thomas.
And where
Thomas.
Did he come from? And why can't I have both of them?
Hey, man, you know the greatest thing about that shit, though? Peyton Manning is so petty. That's why I love him. Because they said he was like so-and-so yards away from the all-time record. And I was like, Peyton gonna get him the record. Cause he that petty. He like, yep, I want that record too. Give me that. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm the quarterback that threw to the all-time leading wide receiver in yards per in a game for the Denver Broncos. Now I will take that. Thank you.
Yep. I love it.
He the best, man. Like anytime they be like I remember when I had Peyton Manning last year and it was like, you know, he's getting up there close to the record of touchdowns ever thrown. I was like, oh yeah, he gonna play. He's like, they could sit the rest of the way and yep. still make the playoffs. Yeah, he gonna start, he gonna play, and he gonna try to throw like five touchdowns. He don't give a fuck.
Yeah, he not doing no, he not doing it.
He the pettiest, man.
Shout out to Peyton Manning's neck surgeon, man. Cause remember this nigga was not in the league.
Yeah.
For a whole year. Mm-hmm. They put that. They gave that man the bionic man surgery, and he came out throwing hella touchdowns.
Now I know we talked about Andre Johnson before we started recording.
Yeah,
but what you think about AJ Green this coming week?
Sit him. You can't play AJ Green this week. His toe fucked up.
He got carted off the field.
Yeah, he'll practice, be all right. Man. Like they over exaggerated how bad it is. Cause like I got that email alert too. Like, AJ Green caught it off the field. I was like, fuck! What the fuck? He tore his ACL? He was like, oh, it's the same toe injury. I was like, oh, he just need to do what Megatron doing and sit his ass down for a couple weeks, man. Just go ahead and sit down, man. Like, I would rather him sit down and I don't have to stress out every Sunday, like, should I start him? And then he go out there and basically be a decoy or get hurt again or whatever. Just sit down and get healthy, man.
See, here's where I fucked up. I'm just relying on my running backs because at this point, I got Pierre Garçon and DeSean Jackson. Right. So I just started just, you know, they might get me five. Now, mind you, he balled last week, and I put DeSean Jackson on my bench. I was pissed. But I won because of Philly's defense.
Yeah, DeSean getting what, one touchdown a week? He averaging a touchdown a week. I was
he is now. Because Kirk Cousins don't trust nobody but him.
Yep. I would start him just because he's averaging a touchdown a week. And then if you add on the yards to it, you know, considering a lot of these other receivers out here not even getting touchdowns.
Yep.
So I would, but.
Anyway, man, it's not a good week for me in the fantasy football, the Blackout Tips leagues. I went 0-2. The rest of my leagues, I went 3-0, but. Those people don't listen to the show, so I can't even talk shit. Pigskin Pick'em, let's get on this. Week 5 last week, let's look at the standings here. I got 10 right, okay? Let's see where you guys were.
I think I got 9 right.
I think I got 6 or 7.
Looking for Karen, also got 10 right. Okay, good for her. She's smart. Justin got 9. You got 9. You were right there, Justin.
Yeah, I got 9. Man, I should have got 10. The Bengals. I don't know how they fucking gave that game away. And then you know I picked the Rams against you just because it was the Eagles.
Oh yeah, that was stupid.
And then who expected Tennessee to lose to the Browns? I mean, come on, really?
Leslie Mack did terrible. Leslie Mack got 0. But she got 0 for the last 4 weeks. So
is she not picking?
Yeah, she must have stopped picking at some point.
Hey, you say you picked that team, Biko?
Yeah, Browns? I picked them because I was like, and they playing Tennessee at home. Tennessee is pretty good at home. Let me go ahead and grab them up.
Yeah, Biko got 9. Mm-hmm. So let's look at this week, man, and go over these matchups. First of all, I picked the Colts over Houston last night.
Yes,
that was easy.
I love to see that green check.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Patriots play at the Buffalo Bills. Both of these teams are 3-2. I'm gonna go with the Patriots, man.
Going Buffalo.
They do have Kyle Orton at quarterback though for the Bills, and they was able to pull out that win last week when everybody laughed at me when I made the pick. I remember being like, "Oh, nah, they're gonna beat Detroit," but You know, I didn't know Megatron wasn't gonna be no good though either. So, Panthers at the Bengals. Ooh, 3-2 versus 3-1. Bengals coming off a bye. Give me the Bengals.
Yep.
Hey, I got the Bengals just for that reason. They coming off a bye. Everybody done got healthy.
Yep.
And last week they was the Bengals. Except AJ Green getting his ass hurt. You know what? Without AJ Green though, I'm going Panthers.
All right. Changing your pick. Steelers play the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland. Give me the Steelers. Cause Cleveland. Denver Broncos play the New York Jets. Give me Denver Broncos. Look,
it's 100% Broncos.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody picked. Like, you can't even see the amount of green of people that picked the Jets. Like, it's a sliver. It looked like, just like the regular line.
That's Geno family.
Right. Geno Smith picked them. Rex Ryan
picked them. They got 1%, dog. 1%. It's so bad.
The Vikings play the Detroit Lions in Minnesota.
I'm going Detroit.
No Calvin Johnson for Detroit. Rico's going Detroit. Oh, that no Calvin Johnson is killing me.
Stafford's still a good Vikings better, two or Stafford three. A better quarterback than anybody in Minnesota got on their team.
Nah, dog, Bridgewater. You know what? We're going to Minnesota.
I thought he got benched.
Nah, hell no. He was hurt. And then he took he couldn't play that day they got blown out. He couldn't play that night because it was a Thursday game. I'm going with the Vikings. That's what I'm going
Lions because I got them on defense and I need for their defense to do well. So.
All right. Cool, and plus that quarterback is cuter.
Yeah, I like his long hair.
Vico, what'd you say, man?
I said I think I'm gonna change it up. I think I'm going
Vikings.
Vikings over the Lions.
Yeah, man.
And they got
it's horrible.
The overrated receiver that came from Seattle.
Yeah, Golden Tate back too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with them.
All right, well, good luck.
Our defense is terrible, so the Vikings are just gonna run the ball.
Yeah, I just think,
well, who? Cause Adrian not gonna beat up.
I just feel like it'll be an ugly game. I think with no Calvin Johnson, and then with Minnesota having Bridgewater, I think they'll be able to show you something. Packers play the Dolphins in Miami. I'm gonna tell you this. This is the exact kind of game the Packers lose. You know what I mean? Like, it's the exact kind, cause they had that no rhyme or reason type shit where they like, especially if you ever owned Aaron Rodgers in fantasy, where you keep looking at the clock and you be like, damn man, why this nigga only got 3 points? And then fourth quarter, he'll go off and give you a chance cause he played like shit all game. And by the end of the game, he ends up with 27 points, but it was looking bad for a while. But, I'm gonna go with the Packers on this one, anyway, cause, I just don't like the Dolphins, man. I don't get the big deal.
Yeah, I'm going to Green Bay.
The thing is, the Dolphins, man, Dolphins' pass defense is really good, like really good.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they run the ball and Eddie Lacy come up on, 32 points, that's the only way they're going to win. So, shit, I don't know.
I'm not picking the Dolphins unless they play in Cleveland or Jacksonville. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm just not. I just can't see Tannehill. It. Yeah, I just don't like their team, man.
Right. You're right. I'm picking Green Bay. Tannehill can't throw for shit.
I mean, they beat Oakland and New England.
Right.
Lost to Buffalo and Kansas City. I just don't trust them. I don't trust them. Let's see. Jacksonville at Tennessee. Jesus. Jesus. 0-5 versus 1-4. Oh.
I think Tennessee.
Look, I feel like this is the game Jacksonville could win because Tennessee just gave one away at home. But I got to go with the home team just because they're at home. That's the only reason. Tennessee
should be a better team. And then Toby Gerhardt's not playing this weekend.
They might play better then.
Right. That's what I was counting it as in my head. Like, that's a point for Jacksonville.
But I looked at their backup.
Storm Johnson?
He get less yards.
I know.
Where he started than Toby did. I was like, Toby played terrible. And you get less than this? I was like, so it's not them then. It's the team. It's the scheme. You know, it has to be the running back scheme at that point.
I can't pick Jacksonville, man. Like, I really might pick them to go 0-16 and just take the, the two or three L's that I'm gonna have to take this year when they get a W.
But I hope they receivers ball out, because I got one of them starting this week.
Shit.
At this point, it's five games in. They trying to tank. They trying to get that number one pick.
Yeah. I'm staying so far away from their receivers. Anyone on that team, really?
I had to, man. But I'm gonna tell you why. I had to, because this dude Crabtree been fucking up, man. Come on, man. 6 points a game sometimes, 3 points a game. I can't do it.
Yeah, I don't even know why you liked him so much during the draft.
Because he got them big ass hands. Man, anybody with huge hands.
But he don't have no speed.
Everything. I don't, even if he doing tight end routes.
Yeah, but he don't have no speed, and then his quarterback got no touch.
Man, last year, man, when he came back from that injury, he was getting all the touchdowns last year.
Yeah, but that was kind of, that didn't really count.
I wanted him to come back this year with them huge hands. Just like the Cowboys receive with them big huge hands.
Yeah, but Dez Bryant is so much faster and better than this nigga. It's not even close. They're not even the same type of player.
Man, he pissed me off, man.
Crabtree a possession receiver at best.
Crabtree got 2.1 points last week.
He terrible. I don't even know why you picked him.
Right, well, that's why he's not starting this upcoming
week. Yeah, I know you got to roll with.
Remember that time when Crabtree tried to hold out for like $50 million guaranteed?
Yeah. Yep. Who was that? He was, you know what, though? He had a point, because the nigga that got more money than him was that whack-ass receiver from Oakland. And he was only mad because that dude got paid. And that was back when the draft was like, if this dude gets X amount of money, then you have to make less to him. And he was mad as shit, because he was like, there's no fucking way. What was that bum-ass receiver's name? He was Darius Hayward Bay.
Yes. And is he even in the league?
I don't even think he in the league no more. He was the wackest. And Crabtree was like, I know I might not be the best. I'm better than that nigga. How you making more than me? But, yeah, anyway,
he's on the bench, man. I picked up Allen Robinson from Jacksonville. Cause while he ain't scored a touchdown yet this year, he's still getting over 7 points a game. And I'm okay with that. It's better than the average of 2 and 3 points a game that Crabtree giving me.
Yeah. I'm not arguing with you. Just Crabtree's terrible.
You're better off than Anquan Boldin, though. At least he do something.
Yeah, I like Quan.
Bolden gets that run.
Baltimore Ravens at the Tampa Bay Bucks. Sorry, Shirley. Gotta go Baltimore.
Yep. Sorry, Shirley. But you know, they won last time we won against them. That one time.
Yeah, I was going to say, they won in four, so it couldn't be a lot of times.
That one time.
The other four times, we were absolutely right. San Diego Chargers at Oakland Raiders. The Oakland Raiders are 0-4. The Chargers are 4-1. Give me the Chargers.
They have Oakland belly on the map with their greed.
Yep. They almost as bad as the Jets.
I'm going San Diego, man. Phillip Rivers too good right now.
Yeah. Oh, man. He's so good.
Man, he on fire last week.
I got him off of waivers in one league. And I traded him immediately. I traded him to the dude that had Cam Newton, man. Ended up getting a wide receiver out of that shit. I already had Andrew Luck. It was nothing. I can't play two quarterbacks.
I want him just so you can't have him.
Nah, I don't give a fuck. I made sure it was the worst team in the league.
Just like it's somebody we playing against, man. They got all the receivers.
Yeah.
They got all the receivers.
Yeah, but see, I guess I have a different philosophy than you. I'm not playing against my competition. Like on a per person basis. That's not how I view fantasy football. I'm only playing against myself. I want to have the most points possible. So if you stupid enough to make a trade with me to help me make my team better, I don't care if it makes your team better too, because your team still won't be as good as mine. You see what I'm saying?
I hear you.
So like I'll go find somebody that's like 1-4. I'll be like, you want Phillip Rivers? Because your team suck. And they be like, yeah. I'll be like, now give me your best wide receiver. And now I got the best wide receivers, and I still had a better quarterback than Phillip Rivers.
Why would I trade my best wide receiver for a quarterback? That's stupid.
But that's what they do, because they quarterback so bad, they desperate, and they already losing. It's all psychology, man. I always go find the worst teams. I don't even trade with good teams, because niggas be sitting on whack players and shit, because they got... I'm like, hey, man, can I get your backup running back since you don't use them? No, man. I'm 4-1.
That's how I got rid of Kaepernick and ended up getting... Kyrie Robinson and Matt Astera end up getting me 20 points a game.
Yeah. That's always
Kyrie
somebody.
Kyrie was good, man.
Yeah, I hate what's gonna happen to him when Mark Ingram come back.
Yep,
nigga about to be useless as fuck. I'm looking at him on my bench right now. They got a bye week. I'm like, man, you know Mark Ingram coming back next week.
Yeah, he coming back after that bye.
He about to fuck up all my fantasy points.
And
dog.
I keep looking at him why. Wanting to drop him, and I've been
right,
like, nope,
but I can't that's drop him because he good.
Right,
I kept that nigga on my bench hurt.
He good as shit.
Yeah, I was looking at him like, is this the week? Should I let him go? Should I? Nope. Hold mm-hmm. on to him. He'll be back.
You know I'm going
to
drop
him. He's going to have one of them injuries like y'all holding out for Josh Gordon and shit.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's so funny. It's a nigga somewhere with Josh Gordon on this bench right now. Like, I'm about to come up. Week 12, nigga. Week 12. It's on. San Diego Chargers at Oakland Raiders. Okay, San Diego. The Bears play the Falcons in Atlanta. I'm gonna go Atlanta because I think Matt Ryan and those guys play better at home. Although this will be weird because this will be Jay Cutler's like third or fourth loss in a row.
Yeah, if they lose.
Yeah, I feel like he wouldn't lose that many in a row.
And I know Atlanta play good at home. Are
his receivers healthy yet though? Marshall and, what's my other dude?
Oh, I don't know.
Beast ass dude.
I can't even tell you.
Brandon Marshall's supposed to be coming back, so that's why I picked
there. Okay.
But I'm picking them just because Atlanta only got Julio Jones. How you not stopping Julio Jones and just at that point winning the game? Mm. It's nobody else to throw it to.
Last week they did this sneaky shit where they started doing them under routes to Steven Jackson. So Steven Jackson and Jaquizz Roberts. So you got to kind of. You got to think about that, but
and they still got old buddy that used to run them kickbacks for Chicago. He gonna want revenge,
Hester. But
yeah,
that's only on kickbacks. Like
they play him at wide receiver. He gets the ball.
Yeah, sometimes, but
it's not even no.
His hands ain't that good.
It's not just sometimes. He like he play. He gets yeah. He ball now.
But his hands.
He listed as probable. Because of that ankle injury, so
yeah,
I don't know.
I remember that. Oh yeah, I remember. Wow, that wasn't like 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He's still nursing an ankle injury, so it's like I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. You know, I'm going with the Falcons. I'm gut call on this one. I'm going with the Falcons.
Yeah, I'm bearing it up.
Yeah. Seahawks. Come on, Cowboys and Seahawks. Seahawks. Come on.
Come on.
Yeah. I'm not picking against the Seahawks at home the entire season. Put that shit in. On the books. They even beat Peyton.
Yo, I put Flacco on the bench.
Yeah.
Just cause, I mean, I'm starting Flacco over Romo. Cause I'm putting Romo on the bench. Just cause
Seattle.
That's Seattle.
Yeah, they scared.
And Romo is not Peyton where he's still gonna put up numbers.
Yeah, I would have started, I would start Romo even though I know he's gonna have a technically bad game. You know what I mean? Cause he's gonna have a good fat standard. I bet you he'll have a good fantasy game because it'll be like 4 picks, 3 touchdowns, 400 yards because they just got behind and he had to keep passing.
Don't the picks -6 or something though?
Nah, it's -2.
Oh.
Yeah. Some leagues, my league is -6. So
shit.
I would catch it.
interception, worse than, God damn.
It's -2 if it's an interception. It's -6 if they score a touchdown.
Oh, no, I don't care about that. Yeah. Well, I mean, I would care if, you're right, I would care if I had Romo. That's a good point.
Yeah, I got it.
For some reason, he liked to throw them pick sixes, man. Like, just to make it worse.
And that's why I would never start Romo.
That's why I got Flacco starting over the Bucks.
Well, we don't have that, just for the record, we don't have that penalty in our league. If they throw a pick six, it's still just -2.
Yeah. Well, I'd rather not risk it and not even be concerned.
All right. Yeah.
Cause it's the Bucks. Like, it's Flacco against the Bucks. Come on, bro.
Trust me, I'm not making an argument.
No disrespect,
against
Shirley.
I'm just saying, I would still expect Romo to have a good game, fantasy wise. Yeah. Just real life wise, it's gonna look bad.
I hope so. I need it for his confidence. But
mm-hmm. On the bench, watching the Redskins. Oh man, Cardinals! Give me the Cardinals.
Everybody knows. Come on. Pick the Cardinals.
The Giants play the Eagles. Oh wait, Justin, did you pick the Redskins
on
that?
Come
one?
On, man.
Last week you did, man.
Who were they playing? The Eagles or somebody?
It was somebody. Yeah, it was somebody.
You know what? Fuck it, Redskins all day. Go. Washington, let's go.
The Giants played at the Philadelphia Eagles. I literally cannot click for the Giants in this matchup. I want to, and I can't.
I'm going Giants.
Yeah, you can do it. It's easy for you. For me personally. When I hover my check mark above it, I just can't bring my mouse down, man.
Keep finding ways to win, man. I feel you.
I got Ruben Randall at receiver. I'm going Giants. I want you to do your thing, Ruben.
I don't even believe in the Eagles, and I still can't pick against the Eagles. Nope.
Hey, Ruben.
Not against the Giants. If it was some other team, maybe.
Ruben going to do his thing this week. They tied now too. All that hard work they've been doing the first half of the season, first quarter of the season.
Well, you know the Giants' number one running back is hurt. He got MCL.
All the more reason they're gonna be passing it more.
The 49ers and the St. Louis Rams.
Y'all gonna actually watch this Monday night game?
Dude, what the fuck? I mean, I got 49ers all day.
How did the Rams get on a Monday night?
Yeah, I got Brian Quick on 18 too, and see, I'm the opposite of you, Justin. You think you want the team to win so your fantasy football players will do good, right? To me, it depends on what position. If it's a wide receiver, I want the team to lose. Cause then they'll be down and that nigga be getting them catches. Like, that's why Brian Quick so good on the Rams. Them niggas be losing like shit. They just be throwing it up there like, go get it, dog. Hopefully we can make something happen. Nah. And he'll catch like two or three of them, and then next thing you know, I got like 150 yards, two touchdown games, even though they lost by 15.
Nah, I tried it. Nah, just give me a team, and NY like the pass, you know what I mean? Like
I'm just saying.
I feel your theory.
It's not a theory. This is why I'm so good at fantasy football. If the Eagles.
Not the last 2 weeks, though.
I mean, I'm 3-2.
Cough.
I'm 3-2. And it's only the last 1 week, my nigga. I lost twice. I lost two times in two different leagues. It's only been 1 week.
Technicalities.
Yeah, he come back here Friday. Next Friday, I might be hurt. If I lose 2 weeks in a row, man, that shit hurts.
Yo,
you feeling?
I was upset the first few weeks.
Hey, is it anything that makes you feel stupider than losing like multiple fantasy football games? You be feeling like you dumb. Like, damn, what's wrong with me? Why did I think Andre Johnson should be on the bench?
Right.
It was so obvious. It was so obvious in hindsight. He wasn't hurt. He was resting. Shit.
Hey.
God.
And then you get your ass whooped like really bad. You just be sitting there like looking at your looking at your app, just all sad and shit. Like fuck,
disgusting. You be disgusting with yourself. Like, of course Eddie Lace is terrible.
Hey man, I be looking at my opponent team. I be like, yes, they got somebody on the bye week.
Yeah,
it's Thursday morning. They ain't changed their roster yet. Yes, they ain't paying attention.
This Sunday morning, you know why I be right?
Yo, I be like, fuck.
Like, how did they pick him up? They didn't even have a healthy tight end this morning. I turned it on.
659 on a Thursday, and they lined up set perfectly. You like, fuck.
Right. I turned it on. This motherfucker got, Larry Donnell. He had three touchdowns a day. Yo, the other thing that'll kill you too, though, is, whenever you lose it, multiple weeks in a row, and, you start fucking yourself over, cause you be like, all right, this week, I'm actually going to start.
What you talking about?
Yeah, I'm going to start Andre Johnson. I had him on the bench last week, but this week, you know, he proved himself. And so I'm going to go ahead and sit DeSean Jackson because he only had 3 points last week. And then that week, DeSean Jackson gets 17 touchdowns and Andre Johnson don't do shit. And you be like, see, this is why I'm stupid.
Well, I'm going to tell you who's feeling that way right now is Blake Rob because he had Andrew Luck on the bench last night.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he got Matt Ryan starting.
Nigga, no, you didn't.
And Andrew put up 30.6 points last night.
What? Man, just trade him to me.
I was like, yes, yes, he paid attention, yes.
Oh, yes. My God.
Yes.
Did you not want to win?
And that's Andrew Luck's best game of the season, too.
It was all that hype against Houston, man. You know, all week long, all that hype against Houston was like, Andrew Luck going to get sacked. J.J. Watt's going to get in his ass. He's going to make him his bitch. Mm. Like, Luck not going to be effective. He's still a second, third-year player in the league. Like, what he going to do? Then Luck came out there and was like, well, he got to get to me before I get rid of the ball.
Damn.
So, I hope Atlanta lose.
I'm going to give, and the score I'm going to put is 49-37, St. Louis Rams 17. So
you gave him that many points? I gave him 9 points. I gave Rams
they gonna,
9.
Dog, they gonna throw it to.
That's cause you got the receiver. You want
him
to
score. Yeah, he gonna get. I mean, but he been scoring. It's not like I'm just saying it.
I'm not even giving them a touchdown. I'm giving them all field goals. Yeah. They got 9. I almost picked up their kicker cause I was like, you know what? He gonna be kicking a lot of field goals this weekend.
Yeah. All right, man. Let's get to our articles. We got a shit ton of articles. Some of them faster than others. John Elway's son, who we talked about on the show, who was the one who got out the car, was arguing with his girlfriend, got out the car, pulled it over, opened up the passenger door, grabbed her by her hair, threw her into the middle of the street.
Say, bitch, don't never disrespect me. Never, not at all.
Yeah, and then he drove to his daddy's house.
Daddy.
Talk to my daddy.
Now the funny part is, do you see they're investigating John Elway for possibly covering up a crime?
Well, that's what I was gonna say.
He told a nigga get rid of the car. I'm like, come on, dog.
Damn, John. Damn. I mean, he probably did some shit in his past too.
That's good parenting, right there. Though. That's good parenting.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would tell my kid. I'm like, it's nothing wrong with beating them, but just make sure you hide the evidence, you know. But yeah, apparently, man, like. They weren't listing the case on the public docket number, like docket for the day. So nobody knew his son. This is why the media wasn't reporting on it. Nobody knew his son even had a trial. Then the plea that he entered, it makes it so that it'll be expunged once he doesn't get in trouble for a year. So it won't even count as a crime he was convicted of. And what it was something. Oh, and then the other thing they did, they wouldn't list it on the docket, but it was supposed to be like, say, 2 p.m. was supposed to be the time of his trial or his hearing with the judge. Actually move it up to 8.
Oh.
So if he just showed up at 8 a.m. They would just take care of it before anybody could know he was there. So,
shit.
Yeah.
Good lawyers, man.
Don't get up till 9. So
good lawyers, man. That's what money gets you.
John Elway the third, man, out here on
y'all
reckless on these hoes, man.
Y'all be like, fuck it, I can't afford them lawyer fees, but it's worth it.
The NFL is testing human growth hormone since Monday. So I'm assuming J.J. Watt probably played his last game last night.
So wait.
He ain't the only one. You know Julius Peppers on that juice.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole time they've been testing for steroids, but not HGH, which is every other league tests for that because it's a steroid, except for the NFL.
Yep.
All
right.
Yeah, Roger Goodell been on it, man. That's why he's the commissioner. That's why he's not going anywhere.
This is why they have his back, because he is the commissioner that they love. The NFL will begin testing for human growth hormone on Monday. The league and the NFL Players Association announced an agreement on a new drug policy on September 19th. Of course, it raises the level for marijuana and like ecstasy and shit like that. So players get a little leeway on that. And instead of going into, like just getting kicked out of the league for a couple games or something, yep. It was like, you go into a substance abuse program.
And y'all think the players, you think he did that for the players? No. Mm-hmm. He did that for the owners. The owners like, look, I'm tired of little Jamal. Getting sent home every week because he want to smoke a little marijuana.
Yeah, until they send them dudes home for HGH.
Yep. Well, the rules.
You know that's coming.
But the rules around that testing is like it's just crazy. Like they not really trying to enforce it. Is it like 4 players a week or something?
Somebody gonna get caught.
Yeah, but it's like 4 players a week. You know they picking all bench players.
Practice. Each week of the season, 5 players on 8 teams will be tested. No testing will occur on game days.
Right. So you picking half the teams to test, and then only 5 out of 50-something people on the roster? Come on, man. You ain't really trying to catch nobody.
That's a good point.
Like, they ain't trying to catch nobody.
Wait till J.J. Watt number come up, though.
If his number come up, man, somebody get fired in. Like, his number not coming up.
Beats by Dre has been banned by the NFL. If you're an NFL player and you got an endorsement with Beats by Dre playing that, I'm the man. Yep, can't do that no more.
I thought we talked about that, but Kaepernick wore his the other day.
And got fined.
10 G's.
10 of them G's, bro.
Now, how much did he say, all right, Beats, y'all gonna cover this fine?
You know they ain't about to cover that shit, man. Like, we gave you an endorsement, man. What the fuck are you doing? You know what I mean? We're not paying for that. The Bose did send free headsets to the NFL for all players to wear. But if you know anything about these endorsement deals, a lot of these players will have like, they'll either void their deal or end up getting sued by the companies because you can't wear another brand. So like if Russell Wilson signed up with like Beats by Dre, and then the NFL's like Bose is the official headphones, he can't wear anything but Beats by Dre because his contract, he won't get paid. But if he wears if he wears the Beats by Dre at work or any official NFL like get up or whatever, he gets fined too.
Man, you know, at first I was like, what they got against Beats? But they probably told them, look, y'all gonna keep using our players, you gotta give us some money too.
Well, they're against domestic violence, so maybe they thought Beats by Dre was about beating people. You know, could be that. Or also, they did beat up some people with the Dr. Dre beat up that, beat up D Barnes. So maybe they just looked at that. They said there's a lot of violence.
I thought Eminem squashed that in his song.
Yeah, he did.
I thought he was like,
that Dre was in there trying to play that shit for him. Listen to this.
So I wonder how many players are going to have to pay back those advances and that bonus money from Beats, because the thing is that they're going to have to void their deals if they can't use them. So I'm wondering how much money they're going to have to pay back to Beats by Dre.
Well, see, I think you can still do commercials and you can still do stuff like that, but what you won't be able to do is like go to the press conference with your Beats.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, so
that makes sense.
Yeah, they still gonna have them walking into the stadium with them on and stuff like
Man,
that.
Man, I think I won't turn my Twitter avatar to Beats by Dre headphones.
Yep,
y'all gonna pay me. Minnesota Vikings player got tased and pepper spray at Minneapolis Ultra Lounge. No, not Adrian Peterson, guys.
Was you there, Biko?
No, but I a friend of mine actually took live pictures of the shit and was live tweeting it. Nigga, that shit was hilarious.
What?
So it sounds like, okay, I'm not sure what the article was, but according to the tweets, he had got into it with another dude, and then all of a sudden bottles of champagne started flying. And then when everybody left the club, the police just looked at the dude and was like, oh, you did that shit, and then tased and maced him. That's what it sounds like, but I'm not sure what the article said.
How big was this other dude that felt like he was okay with getting in an altercation with a big-ass football player dude like that? Like, I'm not seeing Julius Peppers.
Vikings, they got no respect up here. Like, they been fucking up for a minute, so they got no respect. Niggas do not care.
But he's still a big-ass dude, man. Like, I'm not seeing Luke, even though Luke doing these whack-ass commercials in Carolina about security and stuff, and he keep getting blown up every week. Luke a big ass dude. I'm not seeing him in the streets and being like, fuck you, Luke. Fuck you, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what the fuck happens that you see a big ass nigga like this and want to fight him? He's 6'3", 288 pounds.
Yeah.
Like I said, he's a Viking. Niggas do this. I get no respect.
I like my face.
Man, listen.
I like my face, okay?
Yeah, I don't know what these motherfuckers think respect means, but if I saw a big ass nigga like this and he was just... Like, he was like, I work at IBM in the accounting department. I wouldn't fight him.
Yeah, right. And even a little dude like Steve Smith, he's short, but I'm still not going to try Steve Smith.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Off GP that I know, he work out way more than I do. You know what I mean? Like, he believe in lifting weights. I go once, maybe twice a week.
He was at the Seven Steakhouse Sushi Ultra Lounge Sky Bar. Damn, that's a long ass name.
I can see that shit from my house. Like, real talk. I can see it from my house right now.
Will you ever be out there at 3 a.m.?
No, because that's when shit gets real. Yep. So.
You should. I mean, TMZ will pay. TMZ pays pretty nice.
As an unkillable Negro, I think you need to go out there.
You know what? You're right.
You're the only one that could have fought him and lived.
Yep.
According to the police report, Johnson was told to leave the building but refused. Yo, that's every bouncer's worst nightmare. Sir, we gotta close up. I'm gonna need you to leave. I ain't going nowhere.
Little man.
Bitch. I ain't going nowhere.
What happened at 3 o'clock?
Right. Like, the only worst nightmare would be like if this dude came up to you when you was with your woman and like disrespected y'all. Like, that's, you know what I mean? It was like, your little bitch need to stop stepping on my shoes. And you just
Here's the funny part. If this shit happened at 3 o'clock, that nigga was well after the time he should be leaving. Cause the club closed at two o'clock. And if this shit happened at 3, this nigga was there for hours.
Oh, you know they ain't want to ask him till 3. Hey man, you go ask him to leave. Nah, you know, I'm actually working overtime tonight anyway.
We just gonna clean up around him.
Well, you know, we can't, serve at the, at 2 a.m. You know what, man? I'm just gonna pour him another drink, bro.
Maybe he'll leave. My last call is 1:45, so this nigga should have been sober.
Yeah, sir, it's last call. Last call when I say it's last call. You right. I don't even know what I was thinking, man.
Hey man, the manager sent me over here, man, and he said I'm gonna lose my job if I don't come over here, man. I don't want to come over here and bother you, bro.
Hey, you know that was the quietest 911 call of all time. Like, you know, there wasn't no long ass feature. Like, well, it's proud people like you thinking they run things and coming and making our city such a terrible place. I'm going to call the police and they're going to come. There wasn't none of that. It was just, hello, 911. Yes. It is a big ass nigga in here. I think he plays for the Vikings and I need you to come down here. Sir, yes, we'll be right there right away. Another round on the house. Listen, I need y'all to come right now. He is drunk and he will not go home.
It's somebody else in the closet said, help! Yeah. Help!
He got me! He got me by my arm, please! I'm dying.
The manager told me to get him to leave. I won't do help! Help!
I can't read like this, man. He probably wasn't even trying to hurt nobody. He's just hugging him and shit.
You're
like,
my favorite player. I got your jersey.
Hey, he probably was hugging people like, hey, we all friends. And they still couldn't read. Can't read. Like, come on, man. Just let me go a little bit. He was taken into custody and booked for disorderly conduct and trespassing. He posted $78 bail. Even the police were scared.
You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get $78
bail. Hey, nah, you know what that was? The police was like, this is $1,000 bail. What? What did I say? $1,000? I meant $500. Do you got like, $500 on you? Man, I ain't got no fucking $500. Well, sir, how much do you have? Man, hold on, I got $78. Take it or leave it. Hey man, I just looked at the system. It was a clerical mistake. It's $78 bail. Yeah, you absolutely had it on the money, man. So, you can go. You free to go. Please do not come back here.
Trey Bazaar.
Mm-hmm.
It was 80 and they gave him two back his change.
And good luck on the field. Yep. So of course Minnesota released him. as they do.
Hey man.
They releasing every nigga that ate Adrian Peterson because they kept this nigga on the roster and he's still getting paid.
Dude, I told people when people was doing this whole fucking, you know, these guys got to go. The NFL needs to take a moral stand. So I guess, look, if you whack, they will cut you.
Right.
But Adrian Peterson not whack. That's how you know they full of shit. They gonna work with him. He gonna get the counseling.
Hey.
This nigga going home though. What's his name? Tom Johnson? Bye. Hey,
but meanwhile though, you know, like people like Liz and Matt, no sit them home till they go to trial.
Yeah.
It's a lot of motherfuckers right now losing money. Fantasy leagues.
It wasn't no, due process. It was like, we know you out on bail, but you did it.
Hey, how many people picked up Adrian Peterson in their first round running back?
Oh, perfect. Everybody. Perfect. Everybody.
They sick right now.
Yeah. Oh, you want to know what's real sick? You know what a keeper league is, where you keep your players from year to year?
Yep.
So in this one league, you can keep a certain amount of players and you can like make trades with your other players. So like if I have a lot of good players, I could be like, well, rather than just cut this dude, I'll trade him to your team and you can have him as your keeper. All you gotta do is give me a draft pick or something, right? So, I gave away Adrian Peterson this year. That dude is pissed.
Yep,
he's sick. He's like, how did you know every time I see him on Thursday? How did you know?
How did you not know?
And I just be like, dog, he looked like he hit kids.
He said it too.
Look at his face.
Look at this dude's
face. What can I get this? What can I? Is there a way I can get this picture? Look, I'm gonna put this picture in the chat, y'all. Look at this dude's face, man. Like, look, I know profiling is wrong, but
and if it's the dude I think it is, this dog stay in the hood.
It's he no way
in the hood with the thugs.
This man. By the way, my team, if I was an NFL GM, we would go 0-15, 0-16 every year, because I'm only getting people that look like they could be an R&B group from the 90s.
There's no way I approach this dude and I'm like, you gotta go. Sir. You ain't got to go home, but you gotta get the fuck up out of here.
Sir, I'm not trying to start anything. I just, speak up, little nigga! Sir, I just wanna, I don't want any problems. And, I mean, you want some problems? No, I don't want any problems. It's just that we closed at midnight. And it is 3 and I have to pick up my daughter from the babysitter and it's already been 3 hours over. Give me another drink, boy. Yes, sir, right away. try again another hour.
Is that an orange jumpsuit or is that just his shirt that's bright orange in the picture?
I think he just keeps his orange jumpsuit from the last time he went to jail. He just always wears it everywhere just in case, so he don't have to bring a change of clothes.
He looked like he stayed getting arrested.
Yeah.
Now, why Ferguson PD not shooting this nigga? This, if this was the person that they was like, look, I didn't feel safe, I would be like, you know what? I'm okay with this. I'm okay with this right here. This, I understand. This right here, I get it.
I can't.
I Googled the picture and I see, and this is the right dude. This nigga literally stays in the hood. I seen him 2 days ago and I stay in the hood.
Yeah.
He was with the goons on like 5 blocks away, just on the corner, kicking it. I'm like, wait a minute. I know that dude sell drugs. Why are you here?
I'm crossing the street if you're coming.
He look like,
as a black man across the street.
He like his resume just say crime. You know what I mean? Like as an activity. Like what? Yes. What you getting into tonight? Crime. Hopefully some crime. You know about any crimes happening? I hang out and do some crime.
So in high school, did you have a part-time job, anything like that? When it wasn't football season? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What type of work you do? Crime.
Crime. Yeah, I was an intern for crime. We used to do a lot of crime when I was 16, actually.
No, I used to kick in doors. Oh, you know, they had the steel doors, you know, the locks like that. No, I used to kick
them
in.
Hey, man, you know when they released them from the Vikings, you know, they did that shit through the other side of the door. hello, who is it? It's me, Tom Johnson.
Nope.
Yeah, Tom, we actually had cut you. Yeah, I don't know. Did you not get off the voicemails we sent you? I got some voicemails. I just want to hear it face to face. Tom, yeah, we actually not here right now, so you just go back
to your
car.
Agent.
Yeah, we
didn't he tell you.
Yeah, just go back to your car and please get out the premises.
We even called your girlfriend and left a message for her to tell you.
Yeah, we told her.
That's the funny part, because they're rebuilding the stadium. They don't even have premises, so they had to call this nigga in somewhere. Oh. That's the funny part.
We told your kids to tell you.
Yeah,
dude, we ain't tell your kids didn't tell you. Your kids and your woman.
I know they was begging us not to force them to do this, but you know, you're not with our team anymore, so we don't care what type of domestic violence happens.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, you off the team. Yeah, you can beat all the kids you want. Yeah, we don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You are gone.
Yeah, she knew. He get home, the kids gone, she gone,
mm-hmm.
And all the stuff there. You know, he like, well, why she not answering the phone?
Derek Shelby of the Dolphins got kicked out the club for touching women.
Damn.
And the cops tasered his ass 3 times. And from the look of his face, tuned him up pretty good.
That, see, this goes to the problem I was saying. With him, was it really necessary? Was it necessary to put this little dude to go through all that with
him? He's 6'2", 265. Ain't no little to this shit.
he
got his big ass whooped.
No, we little compared to this other dude. I'm saying,
oh nigga, please, they,
come on, man.
It's compared to the cop. They don't be like, oh, at least he's not Tom Johnson.
I haven't seen a big buff cop.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. The cop is like, oh, this dude is dangerous. He's 6'2".
You a threat then. You a threat.
I know. Nigga, that's the problem. That's the problem with Ferguson and all this shit. All of us are threats.
I've been to Miami. All them cops is buff as shit. All they do is work out on the beach. Yeah. All the time.
Just a whoop a nigga ass.
They beat him just cause. Cause he already got a sleepy eye look like anyway.
It was sleep that night.
They don't look like the ass whooping eye. They look like the regular sleepy eye.
Like he got a coma lip and a sleepy side of the face too.
I don't know. They look like they beat the shit out of that dude.
Yeah, his face is beat to the gods.
Yeah, that's more than tasing.
Yeah, they tased his ass and hit him with that club, that wood taser. Derek Shelby, a defensive end on the Miami Dolphins, was tased 3 times by police outside a nightclub after he allegedly touched women without their permission. You gotta get their permission for this shit? What?
What the hell?
Oh my God, I've been doing it all wrong. This is embarrassing.
So be cold, you can't go out then doing what we plan on doing.
Yeah, sorry about that advice we told you earlier, man.
Maybe it's just cool. In Miami.
Look, here's the thing. I ain't worried. I live.
Yeah, you unkillable.
You will live.
That's true. You are unkillable. I didn't even think about this, but apparently you can't just go into a nightclub and start grabbing all the women you want. Wow.
Maybe it's just Miami, man, because Darren Sharper was doing it.
Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger was doing
That's true. CeeLo,
yeah.
I mean, why they coming to the club in them clothes if they don't want me to just grab them without asking?
Yeah, why they asking for drinks if I can't grab their ass?
I'm supposed to control myself. We talking about self-control, not the actual sex that you have when you get to the crib, but self-control in the club.
Self-control.
it's funny
to me too, man. That's the best part of that shit, man. It's funny to me too. Nobody laughing. Hey, what are you talking about? They laughing at your ass.
But
yeah, so when the officer asked Shelby to leave,
I wonder what his wife Philip. I'm sure he married.
Think he married?
I'm sure he married.
Yo, you know what's crazy about this too? Why they gave him a chance to leave? Like, you know what I mean? Like, in my wildest imaginations, I can't imagine running up on women, grabbing ass and titties and shit, and then being politely asked to leave and going, nah. You already got away with the crime. Just leave. They'll let you go home. You might get away with it.
Because that other dude, they was telling the women to leave. Like, bitch, yeah. You got to go then.
Right.
Him, they asked nicely.
When the officer asked Shelby to leave, he allegedly asked them, what are you going to do?
So at that point, that nigga had been told to leave at least 3 times.
and then he began photographing and taping the officer while refusing to leave the club. I guess he never uploaded that to YouTube. By the way, man, I know, obviously police out here are, you know, reckless and a lot of them can be out of control and shit. But I know police are so goddamn annoyed now with niggas in these cell phones. You be in 100% wrong. You straight up trying to record this shit. I can't just drink a 40 right in this front of this daycare. What? So now we can't smoke meth in front of the desk. Okay. Here we go with the bullshit, Mr. Officer. Pig. Why don't you go get another donut, pig? I can't stalk my girlfriend in front of her house with a restraining order. Now I gotta go to jail because I'm a black man. Okay. Where's my phone? Here they go. Police being bullshit again. What's your badge number, officer? Like, I know they so sick of this shit. Like, damn, I gotta tase them on camera. Fuck. Should have tased them when I just drove up. That's why they killing us. That's probably why they killing us, dog. They tired of arguing. They just roll up, they just shoot your ass and be like, look, at least he couldn't record it. You know, we'll just argue it out in court, man.
Yep, my word against his. Swiggle, oh, he's not here.
Sprinkle some crack on him and throw a gun on top of him. Let's get the fuck out of here. Man, I guarantee you. This dude was wrong. Come on, man.
Fuck you gonna do?
Yeah, we would be hypocrites if we wouldn't point out that sometimes niggas be wrong. He was wrong. He grabbed a bunch of women's asses and then started recording the cops talking about some. This is like some racial profiling to me.
I come here every week and grab ass.
I just seen two white boys grabbing ass all night and y'all ain't do shit to them. Well, let a black man come up here.
Goddamn pigs.
Yeah, you fucking
smelling like bacon up in here.
Woo, woo. That's the sound of police. Got some rollers out here. Police say he appeared intoxicated. When police told Shelby he was under arrest, he began pushing away from officers and took an aggressive fighting stance.
That nigga was belligerent.
Take a fight. What did he get? A Bruce Lee? Like,
yeah.
Chuck Norris stance? What did he do?
Police alleged Shelby was placed on the ground. Okay. Placed on the ground. Like they gently laid him on a bed of pillows. You know, they hit that nigga upside the head. Like, that nigga was crazy. What was wrong with him?
Man, that sound like
that's where that black eye came from.
Yep. I think he hit his lip on the concrete. Oh, well.
That sound like the reports I used to read at the group home, man.
Right.
I used to be like, so what happened? Well, the report, you know, clearly the report that says that, you know, I placed him in a therapeutic hold to keep him calm.
Yeah.
From harming himself and the other children in the house.
He had to be restrained.
So why is his neck red then?
Why is he still passed out?
Yeah. Like what? Why is it that now he has to have a trip to the emergency room?
I think his larynx has been crushed. Damon won't know if he's bawling in the morning, by the way.
Oh yeah. I sent him a text. Yeah. Cool.
Police alleged Shelby was placed on the ground where he was actively resisting and attempting to brace his arms to defeat efforts to place him into custody. Shelby ignored several loud verbal commands to release his arms to be placed in custody. Police had to use a taser on Shelby 3 times. Damn, he was drunk. 3 times. Before he was successfully placed into custody, he was brought to the hospital and then the police headquarters because he got that wood shampoo.
Now, did they say he was drunk or they think he's drunk?
They thought he appeared to be intoxicated. Oh, okay. They never say you are.
That's some slander for your ass right there.
Yeah, they always go, you appear to be intoxicated. They can say that. They can say that about a sober person now. You know, after they whoop your ass, they're going to say it anyway.
Man, look at this article Sparge put in.
All right, give me a second though. Shelby, who was undrafted out of Utah, had the best game of his career September 28th in London. He got 2 sacks and a win over, Oakland, which means the Dolphins have suspended him. He's good. He got them 2 sacks, dog. He had that good game. If that nigga would have had no sacks and they would have got his ass ran over, he would have been home.
Looking like Luke.
Man, NFL ain't shit, man. They about to keep doing the same shit they've been doing for years.
But you
man.
Know, it's some teams is like, nope, we not just going to be, we not just getting rid of players just because y'all want us to.
I mean, that's
49ers.
True. Well, not just that. I mean, for the record, the Dolphins did stick by fucking Richie Incognito.
Yep.
So you said Sparger put something in the chat?
Yeah, a link in the chat about Shelby.
Oh, okay. Let me go look this up. Let me see if I can copy this.
The thing is, Shelby looked petty, so he probably was laying on his hands, like tucking them under his stomach so they couldn't get him.
Yeah, you know he was talking shit, man. He's strong, too. He's talking the most shit.
Like, fuck you, officer man. Smelling like bacon. You can suck my dick. Probably grabbed his dick, did the gesture.
This suck ain't nothing but dick. The racist cracker system holding me down as a black man. Despite being tased by cops 3 times, he was chatting away at the hospital about his night, including a hooker he raw dogged, according to additional police reports. Damn, he did it with no condom. Bruh.
But that face he made on this picture?
He was living dangerously, man. No condom.
But one night, this nigga just decided he wanted to act fucking crazy.
Nope. Yeah.
He got what you got, man. He cheated death before, so he like, fuck it, I can do what I want. That means you can start fucking with no condoms too, be cold, you good.
They charged him with trespassing.
What HIV gonna do to you?
Yeah, you already beat that, that Bichette's dog.
You right.
They charged him with trespassing after warning and resisting without violence. He had been at the Sin nightclub, CYN. Where security said he touched a woman inappropriately and was arrested and tased after he refused to leave. Officers were with Shelby when he was taken to a local hospital from today's document dump. The attendant ER physician made contact with Shelby and asked what his injuries were. Shelby responded, police brutality.
Nice. And he got it on tape.
Yep. The doctor then examined his facial injuries and his lacerated lip. The physician stated Shelby would need stitches. To which Shelby replied, leave that shit. I want to see that what that shit is going to look like later.
Why? This nigga trio.
Dog, he too trio to be anything trio. But an NFL player or a serial killer.
He is trio.
Damn. Like, you can't have a dude like this on the regular street with us. Can you imagine it was at the basketball court or some shit like with this dude?
Yes.
Man, I would leave.
I imagine it just like the other dude that y'all used to say was crazy.
Nigga, I would leave like a motherfucker. Who you talking about? Bang Bang?
Nope. No, Bang Bang was normal. I liked him.
Nah, he was crazy, but manageable.
Yeah, the other dude
now,
in the mornings.
Hey, hold up. You You sleeping? Have you ever talked to Bang Bang?
Yes, he was normal.
He wasn't normal, dog. Cause he would always say, like, he'll start off normal, like, hey man, y'all need to come hang out at my house, man. You and bring your wife. You know, I'll be cooking up them shrimps, man, on the grill, man. You know, I'm a chef, dog. I'm like, oh, what's up, Bang Bang? Might have to do that one day. And then he'll be like, yeah, man, remind me when I was up in the bean. You know what I mean? You know, I had to shank a nigga or something sometime, you know, eat some drinks of toilet wine. I'm like, God, how did we get here? We was just talking about shrimps, dog.
Once I found out he was friends with somebody I knew, I was like, oh, okay, he ain't gonna never bother me then. Like,
I mean, I was off limits, kind of, so I was cool. But still, I see him get prison on people quite a few times. He almost did it to me one time, and I had to bring him back to his senses. Like, that's what Fayetteville was good for, man. Talking to niggas that had problems, and you could work it out, get conflict resolution. Because he flipped on me one day like, nah, Rod, they ain't following me, man, shit. Man, you fuck that. You know where I'm from, man. You know who I am. I was like, hey, man, look, I'm on your side. So whatever we need to do to these people today, just let me know and we can handle it. And he like, that's what I'm saying, man. And I was like, hey, it's whatever you want it to be, man. I'm with you. And eventually he calmed down, man. He's like, yeah, I just, niggas don't be understanding. I understand.
Yeah, it's funny because the dude, he used to come, I think he'd call him Shank or something like that. Shank. He used to call him, remember he used to come in like a big dude every now and then, big buff dude. He used to come through there with him.
And, oh, yeah.
He used to call him like Shank or some crazy nickname.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I never knew that was his nickname. I'm glad I always was cool with him. You know what I'm saying?
That's why you gotta pay to be cool, man. The ER physician, he said he wanted to leave it. So Shelby got treatment. And then the nurse asked him, he said he needed a Z-Pack, which is slang for a prepackaged 5-day course of antibiotic drugs that, you know. And he said, why would you need, the fact that he knew that. How do you know that?
How many kids this dude got?
How many women have you fucked wrong that just smell like old tuna fish and you was like, fuck it, YOLO.
How many kids he got?
I don't know. The nurse asked him why. He said, listen, I fucked the hooker at the club and I don't want to catch anything. I raw dogged her, so I need something to kill that shit. The report doesn't say if he got it or not.
If he hadn't gone to the hospital, would he really have gotten treatment for that? Or would he just been like, well, I'm going to wait a week, see if anything itching or burning?
Nah, he feel like the kind of dude that goes against a Z-Pack. He probably got Z-Packs at home. He just couldn't go home. He was like, damn, I guess I got to do one of these hospital Z-Packs. But they don't got that good methadone like I like. Michael Phelps going to rehab. For people that know Michael Phelps, he was the Olympic swimmer who got all them gold medals and famous for smoking that weed. He got a DUI, which is his second one in the past 10 years. And so now he's going to rehab. Cause he fucked up and he got suspended off of the Olympic, swimming team too for like 6 months or some shit like that. So he tweeted about it.
Happy Leslie.
Yeah. You
happy now.
Now they're sending down the gold medalists. Now we're drinking.
Now America gonna look like shit in the swimming competition.
Right.
You happy now?
Well, it's not even swimming season. So this nigga gonna serve a suspension for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought it was gonna be 6 months during that time and the fake training.
I don't know when. He was doing 84 and a 45.
I mean, sometimes when you got to get to where you need to go.
You know, the way I look at it is if you're that drunk, you might as well speed because you can get off the road twice as fast. Yep. I recognize that this is not my first lapse in judgment. And I am extremely disappointed with myself. The past few days have been extremely difficult. I'm going to take some time away to attend a program that will provide the help I need to better understand myself. Swimming is a major part of my life, but right now I need to focus my attention on me as an individual and do the necessary work to learn from this experience and make better decisions in the future. By the way, isn't it sad how cynical we are now? Because anytime I see someone going to rehab, I'll be like, bullshit, just PR. You don't really want to get better. But it's like, of course you should want to get better. You know what I mean?
He gave that Tiger Woods apology.
Yeah,
I'm going to just go ahead and check into rehab, and then I'm going to come back in 6 months and slay the game.
Yeah, I never believe it either. I believe the dude that does it when nobody's really looking and nothing, like they just want to get better. You know what I mean? Hoffman? Was that Hoffman that died from drug overdose?
I don't know.
God, I can't think of his name.
Are you talking about the actor, Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were talking about an athlete. Yeah.
Yeah, no, like how he, you know, he went to rehab because he wanted to go when he went to rehab. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like that dude, like he was really trying to make a difference. He was trying to change his life.
But keep it real though, man. If you do fuck your life up like this, and it's very public and embarrassing, you probably do want to go to rehab too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like
to stop doing drugs or to so you don't see
to stop doing. Yeah, because you're out of control, to stop drinking or whatever his problem is. Like, he probably really does. But I'm just saying, in 2014, I'm so jaded. I can't believe people anymore, which is fucked up because more than likely, even if you're famous, rich, all this shit, you fuck up your life because you couldn't stop drinking. You probably really did be like, I mean, you know, you probably at some moment you was like, I should probably go to rehab. Yes. This is a big decision for me.
You must not know too many alcoholics.
Nah, I don't know that many.
I know quite a few.
I mean, other than myself.
Shouts out to the family. shouts out to the family. Them DUIs and arrests, losing their job, stuff like that, never fazed them.
Yeah, but they also don't get the public humiliation that a celebrity gets. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you work with a dude that got DUIs.
Yep.
You just don't know it. But if, like, you literally couldn't go nowhere without Nick's being like, oh, Justin, the fucking drunk. Like, you might have to do something about it. I'm not saying that it will work. I'm not saying that it's always genuine. I'm just trying to allow the space to say that maybe it's genuine, and I hope he does get help if he really does have this problem. Cause you know,
maybe this nigga actually did hit rock bottom, you know, right. What I'm saying? But because so many celebrities and athletes have used rehab as a cop out,
right?
It don't feel right. You're like, okay.
It never does.
I believe it when Shelby goes to for the rehab.
Shelby,
the dude we just covered, the doctor. When he go to rehab, I believe it.
He gonna rehab his lip.
When he go to rehab, I believe it.
He like, I need to rehab my lips so I can get back on this field.
Because apparently he got an addiction for fucking raw dog in the club with hookers. Random hookers.
Arian Foster.
He need an intervention immediately.
Arian Foster said the NFL Thursday night games are dangerous. He right.
He's still out there playing, trying to save his starting job, though, ain't he?
Is he?
Didn't he play last night?
Is
his hand me back? He full?
I don't think that makes him a hypocrite, though. I mean, he just says it's dangerous, but it's part of the job. But it's obviously the NFL is being hypocritical because they say they care about the player's safety. Then they throw these niggas out there 4 days after they just played a football game that you need a week to recover from.
Yep. I mean, it's dangerous, and that's the NFL trying to make money. I remember when they started Thursday Night Football like 10 years ago, and it was only like one or two games. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a problem.
Me too.
Because they were doing once or twice a season?
And it was fucking up fantasy. It was fucking up fantasy back then.
Yep.
I remember being like, oh, wait, I forgot to put my lineup in. And back then, you used to do like trades and waivers and shit. You could do it all like Tuesday and make the cutoff like 3-4 mm-hmm. days before a trade goes through. Now you got to make the trade deadline like one day because motherfuckers be playing by Thursday.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I saw it being a problem because I was like, okay, they're technically, I mean, the way the NFL schedule is, unless they add a week, they could have one dude or one team playing almost three times in a week. Because mm-hmm. if they play a Thursday game, they skip Sunday, they play Monday, and then they play again on Sunday mm-hmm. or a Saturday, you know, when it gets later on in the season. They could play three games in 1 week. Somebody getting broken.
Well, but don't the players, they agreed to this when they hold a negotiation and things like that, right? The players union?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see if they do that.
You got to hold out.
Negotiate about it.
You got to hold out.
Yeah, I think they should. You know, what I would like to see is a compromise. Why not cut down on preseason games? Because nobody likes those anyway. Maybe you can even extend the regular season by a game or two, but then you just have like two bye weeks instead of one and no Thursday night football. So now guys get, you know, a little extra rest. The NFL gets what they want, a couple more, you know, TV revenue generating games and, just keep it going that way. Cause I just think it's untenable to keep rolling these dudes out here like they're not playing the most like rigorous sport you know. ESPN and major TV networks got hit with a class action lawsuit over college athletics. That's right, guys. They finally made it to the big money. The players were suing the NCAA. They were suing, the video game retailers, and they finally sued ESPN, CBS, Fox, and NBC.
You know what's crazy? Didn't the SEC just get their own network?
Yep. Oh. Texas has their own channel.
Lawsuit.
Yep. This is going to be funny, man. We'll see what happens, but it's a multi-billion dollar, contracts that they have with these, you know, these TV, contracts. And so now college athletes want a piece of that pie.
And do you see ESPN or just ABC? Cause they owned by ABC, right?
It just says ESPN, CBS, Fox, and NBC. So I don't know.
It's odd. They chose, instead of ABC, they chose ESPN specifically, mm-hmm, since they ran by ABC.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal
ESPN
is.
ESPN produces their own games. They have their, yes, they're owned by ABC, but ESPN produces their own, they have their own network, their own production, everything. So all these college games are directly affected by ESPN, which is probably why they were named in the lawsuit.
Hey, man, someone gonna kill Ed O'Bannon, dog. Like, this nigga wasn't even that good, and he like keep this shit going. It's been over a decade.
UCLA legend though, and UCLA though, they was, yeah, balling.
I know, but you know they hate him now because he fucking up their sports.
Yep.
You know that all them fans hate his ass now because all they care about is the, you know, the sports. But yeah, man.
I wonder how his brother feel, because they don't never talk about him. They used to, you know, they was inseparable.
Mm-hmm.
If one did something, they would bring up the other brother just cause.
Ed and what was the other one? Charles O'Bannon?
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, man, if they get this TV money, talk about
the Big Ten.
Yeah,
the Big Ten started that shit because the Gophers and Michigan State and Ohio State, mm-hmm, they basically did this because they weren't getting enough TV money. So when they realized how lucrative it was, all the conferences started their own TV network. Mm. And so people are trying to blame the Big Ten for it. And I was like, no, they just figured a way around to get this money.
Yeah, I mean, the TV stuff has always been interesting because you had Notre Dame with that deal with NBC and, yep, basically refused to join anybody's conference. Right. You know, Fox just got into the game a few years ago. They're already getting sued. That, like, this might really not be profitable for them if they lose this lawsuit. And then like to top it all off, you know, with the TV generating revenue and shit, you got some schools that are so big that they're just like, Texas has their own fucking network.
Yep. University of Minnesota, University of Wisconsin, Ohio State.
Yeah.
Basically everybody in the Big Ten got their own network, produces their own games and just submits it to the Big Ten network.
And they're all crying poor and they're all trying to make money off the backs of this amateur athletics title. Student athlete title that really is way more athlete and a lot less student these days. But yeah, man, they trying to get that money. That's where the money at the TV. I was wondering when this was going to happen. So I was always like, video games do make money, but not as much as, I mean, if you really want it, TV. Speaking of TV money, the NBA got a new TV contract. It's extended its television deals with ESPN and TNT for 9 years.
They need to, because don't nobody really watch NBA TV.
NBA received about $930 million annually from the old deals. The new contracts will run through 2024-25. The previous eight-year agreements end after the 2015-2016 season. ESPN and ABC are adding 10 regular season games, bringing a total to 100, and TNT will add an additional 12 games over the second half of the season on nights other than its traditional Thursday, bringing its total to 64. And because
so basically they get, basically we're going to get NBA 5 days a week. That's cool.
Yeah, I don't mind it because, you know, one thing that's funny is it's making me not have to get League Pass.
Yep.
Because I used to get League Pass because it used to be a time where, you know, you want to watch NFL, NBA games, you kind of had to have that shit, you know. Now every station got it, and then if a game is better than that, they'll switch to that shit in the middle of the game.
Yep, and now that I can stream games on my laptop, I can connect them to my TV and watch them like that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but yeah, LeBron James said, hold up, how much? And now NBA players are talking about, we need to get this money. Kobe Bryant was like, we need to get this money.
Especially the last 2 years, dog. Get this money, Kobe.
Yeah, he's like, you know, LeBron and them taking less. Cause the league got us looking like suckers out here because they got the best players taking less money to win a championship while they continue to make record money and ask us to take a pay cut. You know, they cry poor and the fucking fans believe it. Because they're not envious of the owners. They feel like the owners worked for what they got, but somehow the players are just lucky and they should take whatever they get. But yeah, it says the TV deal means there's going to be more money flowing into the league than ever before. And everyone is already thinking of 2017 when the players or owners can opt out of the current CBA and renegotiate how all that revenue is going to be divided up. Based on comments from a few high profile stars and union bosses, it looks like the players are going to be coming on strong for a bigger slice of the pie. The players got flattened by the owners in the 2011 lockout, conceding on almost every front of the negotiations and reducing the revenue split from 57% to 51%. At the time, the owners were crying poverty. The players aren't likely to let them get away with pulling that card in 2017. It wasn't the players. It was the media. They were the ones who let the owners get away with that. Yep. They were the ones that just, oh, you know, they say the franchise is losing money. They must be losing money. And as a person that lived in Charlotte, that lives in Charlotte, North Carolina, I've seen the other side of this. I saw what, you know, our old owner for the Hornets did when he was ready to leave town. All of a sudden he was reporting losses when they were profits the year before, but now they were losses because he was ready to leave, you know? So they can do some tricky things with the books to make it look worse than it is.
Yep. And Kobe tried to tell y'all, hold out. He tried to tell you, hold out. Kobe was like, nah, let's hold out. I give out loans to whoever.
LeBron spoke to the media. He said the whole thing that went on with the negotiation process was the owners were telling us that they were losing money. There is no way they can sit in front of us and tell us that right now. Kevin Durant said, that's a lot of money. I don't see how the owners can say they're losing money now. Kobe Bryant says players are encouraged per the new CBA to take less to win or risk being called selfish and ungrateful while NBA TV deal goes up by a billion. Hashtag biz. Get them, mama. The hashtag biz good.
Mm-hmm. Kobe sister, man.
Kobe don't give a fuck what y'all use Twitter for, man. He gonna use it his way. Hashtag biz. he don't know. I guarantee you sit Kobe down. He don't know shit about no trends. Hashtags. Like, that's just what I'll use, man. I made that up. Michelle Roberts didn't go all in as Kobe. She's the head of the players union. But she's on the same wavelength. In a statement, NBA PA executive director Michelle Roberts calls TV deals good news for all the stakeholders in the business of the NBA. Our jobs will be to ensure that the players receive their fair share and maintain the growth and popularity of the game. So
this is going to affect really big, small market teams like Cleveland. Well, maybe now they're big market, but Cleveland and like Minnesota and Indiana. Because mm-hmm. The thing is that if they are trying to basically pull these rights, owners are going to be like, well, fuck it then. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
they're going to take the teams out.
What's funny is LeBron James said, I don't want us to have a salary cap.
Right. They don't in baseball.
And they shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they should when they can pay owners, you know, owners taking revenue by the billions, and yet they have a hard cap of like, you know, $200 million. That's ridiculous.
And mm-hmm. even that thing you say about small market teams, man, like even the small market team that you think about when you say Cleveland, they ticket price is the same as it is as large market teams. Like
exactly.
Not, so when you say small market, I don't get what you're saying because they're making the same amount of money. Now
small market isn't TV rights.
Now, if you say small market, like they team trash and they not, that's why they small market, like with the Bucks. You know what I mean? Like they, when they had,
well, even if
Big Dog, Glenn Robinson and, Ray Allen.
But if you're talking about them. If you're talking about TV markets though, which I think is normally what they refer to, it wouldn't matter how good your team is. The TV market still would be small. Like even if 100% of people tune in locally and all this shit, it's still, you know, your local market that you're selling to. I just think all that shit is beside the point. Like, y'all got this money from these contracts. We know. It's not just ticket sales. But whenever the negotiations come up, the owners start talking about them ticket sales. Like, oh yeah, yeah, you know, the ticket sales, man, we're not doing that good in the ticket sales, and this is why the players need to take less. It's like, well, what about all this other money standing behind you? What? What money? Don't look at that TV money. That got nothing to do with you. Take less money and get out. But yeah.
And don't they still have to share it, a portion from the large teams anyway, to cover the small teams?
Well, especially if they go over the luxury tax. They already share, what do you call it? Like paraphernalia. They already share that.
Yeah. So they not losing any money, man. Yeah. Just cause they are small.
Well, some people do lose money. It's just
the Hawks. They end up trash.
Well, the problem that they don't, the way that they measure the loss is just not an accurate portrayal. Yes, you're losing money on a day to day, but if you turn around and sell the team for $500 million, did you really lose any money? Or did you gain like 3 or 4 times your investment? But they don't measure it like that. They're just like, oh, you know.
Perfect example. Like, you just named it. I mean, the Clippers, they were bought, and the market for them was about $500 million. Donald Sterling turned around and sold it for $1 billion. And he called that he made a loss on the team because of what they were worth, and basically because they produced their own games. So what he did was he went ahead and accounted for the TV money he was going to lose and added that into the price of the franchise.
Exactly.
So that's why he got $1 billion.
But, yeah, LeBron don't want no salary cap. Now, I don't know what's going to happen, but maybe going back to Cleveland is the gift and the curse.
Problem is, man, he got that whack-ass Cliff Paul as the, isn't he the president of the Players Union?
Yep.
I don't know how, I can't trust a man that'll punch another dude in the balls. I just don't know. It's hard to say how he gonna treat a situation like this. Even though him and Paul are cool, I just don't know.
Mark Cuban came out and said that they should do away with max contracts. They should not do away with max contracts because it's a ceiling, not a floor. Sorry. He said it shouldn't be considered by the league. Kevin Durant thinks it should. He says, the idea of doing away with max contracts as suggested by Kevin Durant could be considered by the league, but only as long as players are willing to give up something significant in return. So he's like, all right, cool. Y'all don't want max contracts. We will take the cap off, but here's the problem. I need you to sign away your guaranteed money. So instead of an NBA contract, it becomes like an NFL contract. You get hurt, we can cut you. Stuff like that.
Mm-mm. Make it like baseball. And say what y'all want, man. Y'all, they scared to hold out, but baseball will fucking hold out to get what they want, them baseball players will.
Sometimes they will, that's true.
So if it's worth it to you, which I think it is, you know what I mean, guaranteed contracts and, you know, no salary cap, it's worth it.
Yeah.
But that's what hockey did. Hockey so held out until they got no salary cap. Now these players is getting paid.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, man, this is interesting. The NBA salary cap will dramatically decline in the summer of 2016 due to the 9-year extension of the league's television deal that was announced Monday.
Mm-hmm. You telling me baseball make more money than basketball?
Wait, I said incline. It will get more. The new TV deal is worth $2.66 billion annually. But the players can't have that. Oh boy. And of course, after Mark Cuban said that shit, Kevin Durant came back and said he disagrees.
Good. I hope he actually spoke with someone about it and not just went on Twitter.
They told him his comments and he said, I don't think that makes sense. Give up guarantees? Nah, I don't think so. The Rock? Why would we do that? Just because we asked for, I'm not going to talk about this, man. I love it. He got mad. It was fucking with black people.
And that's the thing, man. I wonder how many of y'all siding with ownership versus players right now. Like, because there's a lot of envious people that, especially with football players, but with basketball too, man. But what they need, why don't they need a salary cap? There should be a limit on how much money they can earn.
You know what's funny to me? Mark Cuban's an owner. Play for this dude, I'm looking like, this is your opinion?
They knew this ahead of time. If you didn't know that about Mark Cuban, I don't know what world.
Well, this is the first time I heard him say this, honestly. And he was notorious for overspending his first years in the league. So I would be a little shocked, especially if I was someone like Dirk who dedicated my life to winning this dude the championship.
I wouldn't be shocked.
I would be hurt, okay? Maybe shocked is a bad word. Yeah. I would be hurt. Like, really, dog? You just gonna do me like this? Like,
nah, you have
to. We family when it's time to be family and it's time for us to make a good team, but any other time, you sitting up here shitting on players.
It's no different than when he told you he across the street. You know it. Like,
no, I said about Dirk.
I'm
white. He'll hold hands with me.
Nah, remember now, Dirk like them black women.
Yeah, but that's my woman that he across the street from. Now, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So, if I'm Dirk, I still would be hurt, though.
So I'll be like, Dirk already take a pay cut, too?
Right. Like, I'll be like, wait, you thought I owed you that?
Yeah.
I thought I was doing you a favor to help us win the championship.
Silly Germans.
Yeah. Dumbass.
We made you take down your wall, mm-hmm. and now this.
Right. First, y'all so easy to convince him to doing horrible decisions. But yeah, Mark Cuban said that shit. And yeah, KD was like, fuck you. Oh man, so many articles. I don't even know if we can finish all these.
Can we talk about gay rights?
What? What does that have to do with the show? Like, did something happen? Or?
No, it's just now that they can get married, maybe in North Carolina, maybe some more NBA or NFL players will come out.
Oh, nah, man. We got so many articles. No, I'm trying to get to them. I wasn't saying at the end of the show. I was saying, like, there's so many, we got to rush through some now. Such as this one. Adrian Peterson got accused of using charity money to fund an orgy.
I mean, that's like charity, though, right?
First of all,
it's just like going to the strip club and you pay a stripper to go to college. Isn't it the same thing?
Here's the problem with this. It was one of those things where they made it more salacious than it needed to be. Adrian Peterson went on Twitter and defended himself and all this shit.
Why does he keep going on?
What are you doing, Adrian Peterson?
Take his phone and computer away.
You can't win the public debate, man. It's just, people already believe what they believe, dude. Here's a news article about it.
For Complex News, I'm Sean Evans. Later this week, disgraced Vikings running back Adrian Peterson will make his first court appearance on child abuse charges. And on Sunday, a bombshell report from the Minnesota Star Tribune revealed even more disturbing details about number 28's life off the field. Though the report details everything, from his terminated purchase of a Lexus while at the University of Oklahoma to his fathering at least a half dozen children out of wedlock, the report's most damning accusations have to do with Peterson's All Day Foundation, a charity that's branded as one that builds, quote-unquote, a better future for at-risk children with a special focus on girls' empowerment. The article details a 38-page police report from a night of partying in 2011, which involved Peterson, two relatives, including Peterson's brother, who was a minor at the time, and four women. One of Peterson's relatives told police that he paid for the hotel room using a company credit card from Peterson's All Day, Inc. As the night wore on, the report says one woman who said she knew Peterson previously became upset when she saw him having sex with another woman. She started an argument that lasted at least an hour. According to the report, when she told him that she was emotionally attached to him, Peterson reminded her that he was engaged to another woman and had a baby. And underwriting a sex party isn't the only thing Peterson and his charity stand accused of either. The report cites figures from 2011 that show over $247,000 in total revenue, with just three organizations receiving money. And according to the Star Tribune, a fourth called Clothing for Needy Families listed unknown for the number of recipients. Also from the report. In 2009, the charity said its largest gift, $70,000, went to Straight from the Heart Ministries in Laurel, Maryland. But Donna Fairley, president and founder of the Maryland organization, said it never received any money from Peterson's foundation. There have been no outside contributions other than people in my own circle, said Fairley. Adrian Peterson, definitely not. The All Day Foundation removed all content from its website shortly after Peterson was indicted on charges of child abuse in September. Today, it's simply the logo and a message that reads, "The Adrian Peterson All Day Foundation website is temporarily offline to allow its charity partners to continue focusing on their outstanding community efforts rather than responding to the numerous media inquiries. That's the news for now, but for more on this story as it develops, keep it locked right here to Complex.
So they can't have a website?
Hold on. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
They can't have a website that just has content information? People, and take off the contact us button? You can't just delete that part of the website? You got to take the whole thing down?
For your charity and shit?
Yeah, like, that makes no sense to me. We got to take, we got to keep the website down so we don't have to respond to questions. Just take the contact us button off. Yeah, that's all you got to do.
Yeah, he went on Twitter to try to, oh, by the way, this is Complex Sports got this story via Black Sports Online.
I was going to say
that
dude said odd doing that.
Yeah, he was like the whitest trying to read that. But
it was so proper. I kept waiting to hear a sponsor drop. Brought to you by Chrysler's new chicken and waffle rims.
Yeah. he tried to tweet through it too. And he did make a couple like pretty good points, I guess is the best way to say it.
Because you ran in AP walking the streets yet with his head down?
No, he in Texas, and actually, yeah. I got another story if you ain't going to cover that one, but
hold on, we might. What's the other story? Or did you put it in? Chat or anything?
No. I was saying where this nigga basically got his bond revoked for smoking weed yesterday.
Oh yeah, we gonna talk about it. Yeah, I got all that shit. Yeah, come on. We about this the Adrian Peterson segment. We about to get in this. Yeah. So he went on Twitter and was trying to like, you know, work it out. So he said, "Journalism 101. One, my uncle and I never owned a foundation credit card. Two, ESPN contacted the correct foundation to clarify issues. Three, ESPN found Straight from the Heart based in California confirmed receiving donations, not SFTH based in Maryland. A fired CPA incorrectly listed MDA, but ESPN followed up by contacting the correct foundation. Four, California Straight from the Heart confirmed receiving donations, 3! Five, East Texas Food Bank confirmed donation. So it sounds like, you know, he was kind of clear himself up, you know. North Texas was incorrectly listed on my 990 by a firm later fired by my other foundation. ESPN reporter confirmed. Six, make headlines by calling something an orgy even though it was not, and incorrectly saying a foundation card was used even though my uncle and I never owned one. All Day Inc. is a totally different entity than the All Day Foundation, which is a big, big thing because if he did go like through his incorporated personal business fund, orgy, if that's what you want to call it,
do what he want to do.
He can do what he wants. It's not charity. So you got to do your research. So sorry, Black Sports Online, but you dropped the ball on this one. Seven, do not retract the false allegation because everyone believes the false allegation because it was printed first. Eight, do not repost the ESPN story from August when I admitted I was promiscuous, made mistakes, and had to change my ways. Nah, instead, repost a story about father and children out of wedlock, create more buzz and retweets. 10, I guess never let the truth get in the way of the good story. And 11, take time to be great and get it right. So everybody was retweeting that. Somebody pointed out that by saying like it wasn't an orgy technically, it's like, well, what was it though? Train?
Sound like a train. He had his little brother though.
Was it gangbang?
How do you just get into a hotel room too? Like for her to walk in and see him having sex with other women? Unless they thought when she knocked at the door, they was like, "Oh, she bad. Yeah. She must be here for the party."
Yeah, you here for the 5 o'clock gangbang?
Because otherwise, I don't see her getting into the room.
Adrian Peterson also had to go get tested for weed as part of his bail plea and all this shit. He just told the urine test straight out, "Yo, I smoke weed."
Well, thing is, it's legal in Minnesota. I don't see what the issue is.
He's in Texas is the issue.
Oh, this is in Texas?
Yeah, this is where, remember, the child abuse shit happened in Texas.
Oh, it's not illegal. I'm sorry, it is illegal if you don't have a prescription.
Yeah.
In Minnesota, you can only take it. You can't smoke it, but you can take the pills and you can inject it.
It's also illegal when your ass is part of your bail agreement. So too. It wouldn't have mattered what the fuck. Yeah, it wouldn't have mattered what the law was if they was like, you can't smoke weed or get in no trouble for this amount of time. And you like, yeah, I smoked some weed, dog. Now they issued an arrest warrant for him, from my understanding.
Why? He was already there.
Right.
Well, he flew back up here, and that was a funny part. So he flew here knowing he had failed that drug test. Mm-hmm. Because no. He's basically getting tried twice. He's getting tried for the actual abuse that happened in Texas, and he's getting tried in Minnesota for basically it's a they have a Abuse Against Minors Act up here. Mm-hmm. Where you could get, like, if he gets convicted, he's getting 5 years off the top, no matter what.
Because it happened in Texas.
Because the guy happened in Texas, and the mother and the child live here. He getting 5 years off the top.
Shit.
If he gets convicted.
You know what's crazy, man, is that, well, I'd be mad I bought that airplane ticket to come back when I was already there, and you could have arrested me there.
Well, it's funny because Texas. He still might end up getting off on this. He might not be charged with this part, because they could make the argument that he ingested weed before he even, like, got bail and made a bail agreement. And so he would still test positive today, even though that was a couple weeks ago.
That's crazy, man. At his job, he's allowed to smoke a little bit of weed. But he can't out here in these streets.
Yeah. Well,
his job says y'all can smoke a little bit of weed and y'all good with us.
Yeah, unless you beat your kids and break the law. You know, so I don't know if he's been arrested yet. I haven't heard, but that was the latest.
Yeah, but when it rained, it pours. Maybe he won't. Maybe he, you think this will make him angrier on the football field or less angry?
More.
Because when he get on that field, boy, y'all think y'all seen his angry face then? Y'all.
He gonna make the league pay for all the stuff he couldn't make the prosecutors pay for.
Yeah, he about to kill somebody. The first person to try to tackle them. First person to try to tackle them. They body gonna explode.
What'd you say, B. Cole?
I said he gonna run over somebody next season. It's gonna feel like somebody got hit by a semi truck.
Yeah. He in the weight room right now, just angry, just throwing weights. Ah, just, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga bench pressing 722 pounds.
With no spotter.
The Bills vote on the NFL owner's agenda, and I think it was like a unanimous decision they could sell the Bills. And also the NFL owners met and talked about the conduct policy. So that was, you know, big news. The biggest news coming out of this shit, though, is that I'm going to win my bet with Leslie. Because the owners came out and basically said, we have his back and nobody should be fired for one mistake. And Roger Goodell is our man.
You think Leslie will ever admit that she's wrong about something?
No, never.
I don't think so either.
You be holding your breath waiting on Leslie to be like, my bad, dog. but yeah, I don't think
she's going to say, Biko.
She probably give me my $20 and then tell me why I'm wrong. But all I know is he gonna still have a job. Cause niggas ain't shit. Them owners don't give a fuck. They just care about profits and shit. They don't even care about him fucking up the image, cause nobody stopped watching football for the most part.
Cause they was mad at him, not football.
Yeah.
And you see how he slid that, the drug testing. Yeah, we tested for AGH, Congress. Leave us the fuck
alone.
Leave
us alone. Damn.
But it's only gonna be 8 games, only 5 players. What? How much is that? 40 players a year? Mm-hmm. Like, damn, he good, man. Like, no less, no more than 40 players if every test, if every person was tested. You know what I mean? And they was had in their system.
Right.
Now, the funny part about that is that you would mention that they can't test on game day. Them niggas gonna be injecting at 12:01 Saturday night.
Right. They gonna get the fast acting flavor. what else was I gonna say? I felt like there was another. Oh yeah, but yeah, they had a domestic violence presentation given to the owners too.
Did somebody get up there had to get their ass beat so the owners could see what it was like?
They was like, this is how you do it. Yeah, it includes a powerful video by a former player appealing for recognition and action. Joe Ehrman, a defensive tackle for 10 pro seasons, beseeches viewers to imagine what it would be like to see a loved one being subjected to abuse. And he then urges intervention to curb such behavior. It's part of a 40-minute presentation, but put together by the league, which helped with the help of a group outside advisors. The goal is to educate everyone in the NFL about the dangers of spousal abuse, child abuse, and sexual assault, and other domestic violence topics.
Man, them owners don't care, man. They probably slapping their wives around, too.
The educational program will examine workplace policy, disciplinary considerations, increasing understanding of the prevalence in society of these issues and how it impacts the NFL. So, this is all the stuff they got accomplished at this owners meeting while not firing Roger Goodell. There was a point in the meeting where they actually said, if you guys want to vote and discuss, you know, whether or not I should be a commissioner, I can leave the room. You guys can do that in the comfort of your own, you know, privacy. And they said, no, you don't got to leave the room. Yes, you can stay.
Yeah, we love you.
Nothing going to happen to that, man. They need another scandal to happen to get rid of him.
NFL owners making too much money out with Roger Goodell. They ain't never going to let him go.
Yep. They don't care. All right. Mike Vick confirmed something that we have been saying from day one on this show. Something that I say to my man. I wish Steve was here for this episode, but, Mike Vick don't want to play. And I told these motherfuckers he wants to be a backup and not get hit. And he told the media, hey, that I was not prepared to play when Geno Smith got yanked last week. And a lot of people are like, why would you tell that? You don't got to be honest. I think he doesn't want to play. I think he said it on purpose so that the coach will be like, well, we can't put Mike out there.
Yeah, we starting Geno again.
Yeah, they starting Geno again, dog. Yo, Mike Vick's so smart. He never gonna get hit again.
I just listened to that last episode too. When y'all was talking about he can go home with his kids and lift them up and shit, and he don't got to take an Epsom salt bath anymore.
Yeah, and this was before the game, so we prophets over here. We know what we talking about.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he came out and said, I learned a lesson last week about I need to pay attention now. Nigga, you knew to pay attention. acting like you just learned that shit.
Vic on his iPod, man, on his iPad, looking at family photos and shit. They supposed to be looking at game film. You know what I'm saying? Screenshots.
You know what's funny? I bet you he does know. That's what's so funny about it. I would rather act like I don't. I would rather not play. Can I just get a check and y'all just keep acting like if I was in the game, I would be great?
Hey, you know what though? How many times, and I know everybody does this.
Yeah.
You be at work and you be like, you know what? This would work a lot smoother if they could do it like this. And I could do that too. And then you be like, but wait, they going to ask me to do it. Never mind. Mm-hmm. Keep the system the way it is. I ain't volunteering none of my extra skills to make they shit better. And that's what Vic did. He was like, nope, I'm not volunteering my skills to make your shit better.
I don't blame him.
And Vic getting that veteran's minimum of $5 million a year? He ain't got to do shit but sit on the bench? Yeah, he happy.
And you know when he learned that? During that time he spent with Donovan McNabb.
Yep, Donovan taught him everything.
And Donovan was like, look, man, you know what? You welcome here. Oh, Vic going to be starting over you, Donovan. You know what? I'm okay with that. And him and Vic probably had a conversation. He was like, look, man, you know what? Go ahead. Do what you got to do. You going to look. I'm enjoying life with my family right now. You go ahead and take the abuse. I'm okay as long as I keep getting these checks. I'm okay.
I can go play Washington anytime I want and take them. Then I let them start RG3 or somebody. I don't give a fuck.
And Vic sat back one day and was like, you know what? Donovan had a point.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that I was right about I'm sad to be right about, but I want to say we were talking about this some of the very first episodes we ever recorded, Balls Deep. Florida state officials and Tallahassee police took steps to both hide and then hinder criminal investigation into a rape allegation against the school's Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, Jameis Winston, last fall, a Fox Sports investigation has found. The upshot, university administrators and Winston's attorney, Tim Jansen, had a head start on the state attorney in Tallahassee responsible for investigating and prosecuting serious crimes. Florida state administrators, for instance, had all the police reports at least 4 days before state attorney Willie Meggs was in the case.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what how you mean? If you're the university and you know you got trouble players on your team, you need to make sure you getting shit before anybody else do.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's just on a
moral stance. It's
just hard. It's hard to like even because it just sucks. Because to me, in both ways, it sucks. Because this is what I was afraid of. I'm never gonna be able to think, well, maybe he didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would love to be able to think, well, he probably didn't do it, and it just is confusing, and it was Bongo. But you know, there's no reason to think that he did that shit because, hey, it was never went to trial. He never, you know, there was some mitigating circumstances and all this shit. But then when you see how adults, grown ass people jump into the front of the line to fuck up the justice system for a guy because he can play football real good, it fucks with me, man. Like, it kind of makes me mad because it's like, if he didn't do it, it feels like he got away with something.
Yeah, I mean, morally it's terrible, but as a business, that's great that you getting shit before they own system getting it. Like they were supposed to work as a system together.
I hear you. It's just maybe the heinousness of the crime and all, you know,
but
like
you can never look at Jameis the same.
I'll never be able to, man. Yeah. Like, I feel like, and that's partially on them, because he might. Honestly, he might not have done anything wrong. I will never be able to think that. Cause why go through all this? You know what I mean? Why use all these backhanded, that's leftist. I can't say that. Why use these negative, tactics rather than just fucking, you know, let the justice system handle it?
On another note, this will get him out of college sooner and to the NFL.
See, that's one thing people thinking. I'm thinking the opposite. I'm thinking a lot of these scandals are going to keep these kids in college. And I think one of the reasons these schools are going to start being like more harsh on the players is because the NFL is cracking down on it. So it's dropping your draft stock immediately. And then they can make it feel like, well, maybe if you come back to school and you don't get in trouble for 2 years, then you try to go to the NFL, maybe your draft stock will go back up. That's what I'm betting they're going to try.
But I'm saying that's if they're going to keep him on the team. And if they keep him on the team, he'll stay.
I think they're going to keep him. I think that for the most part, I think the reason they do this shit is they're going to keep him on the team. You don't do all this to cover all this shit up if you're not planning on keeping him around.
Yeah, because they sure did send PJ Harris to home.
Right. Man, it's so fucked up, man.
And here's the bigger picture to all of this. Okay, so, you know, obviously certain schools have more NFL players than others.
Right.
And the bigger picture is the endowments for sports scholarships. If you can say, for example, Clemson can boast and brag, well, we've had 10 NFL players in the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. that's going to entitle them to more endowment money for sports scholarships, because obviously one or two of those players out of the next two classes are going to go to the NFL. Mm-hmm. The bigger picture is like these lawyers and school representatives are covering all of that up because they don't want to fuck up this money.
You know what? I want to know what adults are going to jail.
None.
Because now we know they violated the law. You know what I mean? We know that they were, you know, while it might be good, quote unquote, business practices, it's not exactly legal to, you know what I mean, tampering with an investigation. Who's going to go to jail? Nobody.
Nobody.
After learning in December of 2013 that no charges would be filed, Fox Sports examined thousands of pages of documents, including law enforcement files, emails, and other correspondence, as well as video and audio interviews conducted by detectives and other records, through a series of requests filed with multiple agencies under Florida's public records law. Among the findings, the university police chief obtained original police reports as well as supplemental reports from Tallahassee police on November 8, 2013, at least 4 days before the case was turned over to Meggs, the local prosecutor responsible for investigating serious crimes and filing criminal charges. The university police chief forwarded the reports to a high-ranking administrator in the Florida State Athletic Department, and within days, they ultimately wound up in the hands of Winston's defense attorney, also before Meggs was notified of the case and launched his own investigation. So listen, how to get away with murder shit. You know,
like, and I guess, you know, we're missing one specific thing. What? It's Florida. They do shit like this all the time in Florida.
Well, see, you know what? I think this is big money college football. I think this could just as easily happen. One of the things about this that's fucked up is I think this could just as easily happen other places, depending on how good the player was and how much money the program was making. Like, oh, you know?
Yeah, I could see this happening in Alabama, Texas A&M,
right.
Texas Tech. I could see that, but at the same time, I mean, you cover stories all the time about how Florida will do some fuck shit.
Oh, so. I get you. I'm with you on the joke. I'm just saying, I can see them motherfuckers being like, look, Texas football too important than to stop it for one rape. You know what I mean? Like, we gotta keep this rolling. I'm sorry, but these, like, if Johnny Manziel was accused of shit, it'd be like, sorry, but we selling too many of these jerseys, bro. We're going to have to keep this going. Two critical witnesses, Florida State football players who said they were present the morning of the alleged assault, discussed the case with Winston's lawyer and ultimately signed affidavits at his behest back in the quarterback's version of the event. That happened before law enforcement officers tried to talk to them about what they saw and remembered. A dramatic roadblock in the state attorney's effort to determine whether Winston should be charged with rape. Cause that was, yeah, they were like, well, we would charge them, but all the witnesses had the same story and they're saying that he didn't do shit. Well, if I meet with the defense attorney before the prosecution even knows there's a fucking case, we got time to get our law straight.
So where's the Florida bar at this point? Because at this point, you know, the defense attorney basically soiled the witness pool. I mean, like,
somebody gotta go.
Somebody gotta file a complaint, though, I think.
Oh, well, somebody gonna file one after this shit come out, I guarantee that.
Right.
The same high rate.
Florida bar needs to figure this out, because that's fucked up.
Shirley, let us know. You escaped from Florida.
The same high-ranking administrator in the athletic department sought information from the university police chief about a reporter seeking the reports on the allegations against Winston. The second highest-ranking officer in the campus police department ran interference with another reporter seeking information about the allegations, terming them as rumor that he was glad he could dispel. So, like, oh, I'm glad I could tell you that this is a rumor. Both of those police officials were involved in updating Florida State administrators on the case and helping formulate the school's public relations response in the first days after the explosive story became public. These new revelations came as Florida State is the subject of an ongoing federal investigation into the handling of the rape allegation against Winston in December 2012. After his DNA was matched to genetic material found in the woman's underwear, his attorney asserted publicly that they had a consensual sexual encounter. Investigators from the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights are looking at whether the university's administrators comply with the requirements of the federal gender equity law, known as Title IX. So it's really fucked up, man. It's sad because, like I said, I like rooting for Jameis Winston and shit, but not on some shit like that. To be like, oh, he got away with that rape, yay. You know,
well, here's the thing: if they just invoke Title IX, that's a federal investigation. The FBI is going to come in now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they looking at him right now, dog. Like. Man, I just had a bad feeling about this shit the whole time. Like, it's just one of those things where you're like, something about that delay and the way it's being handled and how, you know, the police and the DA just weren't able to get anywhere. And it was during the Heisman race and everybody just rallied around him. And, I don't even think he missed a game, did he? Last year? Like, it was just real, it left a real bad taste in my mouth, man. And like I said, it was going to be the adults that fucked this up. Cause maybe he was telling the truth and nothing happened that wasn't consensual, but we'll never fucking know. We'll never know. Anyway, speaking of rape, a Kentucky player is not guilty to a rape charge. That's right. College players raping them all over the place. He says he pleaded not guilty to first degree rape and is scheduled for a preliminary hearing later this month. His name is Lloyd Tubman. He was arrested Tuesday for the October 2nd incident involving a female student in a campus dorm. His preliminary hearing will be held on October 23rd. It's a felony in Kentucky. He can face up to 20 years in prison. He appeared in video from jail. Cause they, like, they do that thing where you don't even go to the jail. They just put you on Skype.
That's fucked up.
That's always crazy to me, right?
They gonna leak the tape.
Right. It always comes out. Well, it's probably public record at this point. He was putting,
yeah,
was,
but it's different if you was in a courthouse, nobody's recording you.
Right.
In court. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then gonna play that.
He was released on his mother's custody after Judge Jilly Goldman allowed 10% of his $10,000 bond to be paid. He was ordered to have no contact with the woman. His family members all declined to comment. He hasn't played this season, but he's been suspended indefinitely by Mark Stoops. The university said in the release that the 6'5", 225-pound Tubman is also the subject of discipline under its code of conduct, because that matters. He gonna miss some games too, y'all, in addition to 20 years of prison.
That's just, what's important.
Yeah.
But you know the other thing too with Florida, the state of Florida, you know, that's where Kaepernick was down allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, him and one of his teammates raping women. And if they'll go to those lengths for a college player.
Shit. Oh, you want to know what that do for a pro player? Remember what we talked about with Ray McDonald? Where he called the supposedly
his off. Homeboy?
No, he called the supposedly off-duty security officer who works for the 49ers, who happens to be a police officer. Well, he called him when there was a domestic violence complaint at his house, right?
Yep.
Come to find out that dude was on duty and in uniform. So who knows what the fuck happened? Probably had the dude show up on some like, oh, ma'am, I'm taking your report right now. It's very serious. We will definitely put this in first priority. We're going to get to the bottom of this and take them to jail and all that stuff. No need to call any more, please. No, I got it. You can just hang up the phone now. Come on, please hang up. Don't call the real 911. I'm 911. You're calling me, actually. Man, please. Oh, shit. The real cop's coming. All right, man. You on your own, Ray.
I happen to be in the neighborhood. And so that's why I'm here. I heard those disturbances.
McDonald has continued to play, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Now ABC 7 News reports that the handoff of the case to prosecutors was delayed because of a pretty huge conflict of interest. One of the things that complicated the case is that McDonald apparently called a San Jose police officer either before or at or about the time that the 911 call was made, and that officer went to the home. Reliable sources inside the police department said the officer also works in security for 49er games. It was unclear if he was on duty or off duty at the time, but police sources said he should not have gone to the home and that he should not have advised McDonald to call 911 if he didn't. Oh, he should have. I'm sorry. He should have advised him. Like, I'm not coming to your house. Call 911.
So here's what confuses me. Mm-hmm. And I hate to be a conspiracy theorist, but how many cops are on these teams' payrolls?
Right.
Because it's just, there's two separate incidences that we know about. Mm-hmm. Where players have called security officers that happen to be former cops or have connections to the police force.
It's just
how many, how much you want to bet there's at least one or two in every NFL city that has, you know, one or two guys that handle these incidents for them. Man. And oh, they get paid a little bit of money.
It just let me know these other motherfuckers are real stupid that they don't call the team police that's getting paid to come deal with this shit to handle these situations. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, instead of Greg Hardy calling 911 himself, he should have been calling the Panthers team police officer to come deal with this crazy woman at his house.
Yeah.
That
we'll
he was
see.
Slapping around.
More bad news for players. Running back Todd Gurley from the from Georgia got suspended indefinitely because he was basically selling shit. He was profiting off his likeness, you know, memorabilia and shit. Same shit Johnny Football did. Johnny Football has his back, by the way, which can't be helping. can you not?
Everybody,
you know,
telling
mean?
Him to stay in your lane. Stay in the NFL, bro.
Yeah, can you not do, like, honestly, people are already have enough on their plates without you supporting me? But yeah, he, you know, some people were saying he's a Heisman candidate and all this shit. Now that's probably not going to happen. But yep.
I thought we covered a story where the teams were going to start paying the players. Didn't we cover that story?
We might have, but do you know that shit might not happen in 2017 or some shit, you know?
We know South Carolina Gamecocks playing them because they coach Bessie and he don't mind paying them.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, dude is suspended indefinitely. And like I said, I was just speculating on Twitter. Who knows? I mean, George Foster, who actually played in the NFL, responded back to me because I was just like, man, I wouldn't be shocked if these teams aren't coming down on these dudes even harsher, because it will fuck their draft stock up now. And then they need to stay in school to work back up. And he was like, nah, nobody gonna stay in school. They need to stay. And I was like, George Foster, look, I know you played in the NFL, but I simmed a whole season of NFL 2K. So I feel like I know what I'm talking about from a GM's perspective. So you need to listen to me. Now he wasn't in the room, so I was able to get away with that. That's a big ass dude. The violation there basically said he was signing shit and selling memorabilia, which said more than, he signed 500 items, with certificates of authenticity, including more than 300 jerseys and 30 mini helmets, more than 70 photos, and even 10 baseballs and 9 Nike cleats.
Was this right after the game or right before a game or something?
I don't know, but isn't it, one, how do you not get caught? You know what I mean? Cause that's 500 people that are going to buy these items.
Yep.
Someone going to tell.
They Instagramming it while they doing it.
It doesn't even make sense.
That's why I say, was this right after the game where everybody had their Georgia stuff and he was like, look, y'all, meet me out in the parking lot.
They're going to do it all out in the open.
I got a tent. Yeah. I'd be out there from, 6 to 8.
Yeah. And I know people are coming down on them, but honestly, man, niggas going to do what they do.
Who coming down on them? Like, good for him.
A lot of fans are mad. You know how they do.
Man, get this money.
Katy Perry gonna be playing the Super Bowl halftime.
Can she sing? What does she sing?
Roar.
Well, good for her. Good luck anyways.
An MMA fighter live tweeted a police standoff and while holed up in his house. I might say that for, I'm gonna say that for next week so we can go through the tweets. I'm gonna say that for next week. Cause that's good.
I gotta hear that one.
Yeah. Former, Bears player, general manager Jerry Angelo said NFL teams didn't discipline players in hundreds and hundreds of domestic violence incidents during his 30-year career. And he basically apologized for a part of it.
Well, we knew this.
So even so even before Roger Goodell, this has always been an issue, you know. Yeah.
When did the NFL start? Like 1906, 1907?
Right.
I mean, this.
That's domestic violence started right then.
I mean, think about it. It happens without people being in the NFL, and those guys beat their wife and go to work regularly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's not new. It's just that because these guys happen to be on TV, people are upset and don't want them to make the money that they earn in their career. Because they happen to be more than what a regular dude at McDonald's that might beat his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not right in any situation, but that doesn't mean they should lose their livelihood over it.
Dude, I feel like every story on this show has been depressing today. Here's another one. James Franklin, was a former coach at like Vanderbilt or something, claims that he lied about seeing the rape case video. Now, what happened was, he's Penn State's football coach now. He was Vanderbilt's football coach at the time. There was alleged rape involving players Brandon Vandenberg, Brandon Banks, and Joborian McKenzie and Corey Beatty. He testified through Skype at a hearing today that basically he lied to his team. He told his team that he saw a video of the rape. And that they showed it to him on their phones, and they definitely did it, so they out the team. Come to find out, now he's saying he didn't see it. Now, part of the reason that he could be saying he didn't see it is because he didn't take any, like, legal action at the time. So he don't, you know, he's lowering his liability. But he said he learned of the incident while in Florida on vacation. Man, what's up with Florida this week? Returned under in university orders, told to stay out of it. Franklin testified the players involved came in his office, tried to plead their case, and he told them he couldn't talk about the case. Coach Franklin told former players they better take this seriously and tell their parents this will affect you for the rest of your lives. Franklin testified he initially told football players he saw the video of the alleged sex assault, but now confessed that he lied to the team. Defense challenges Franklin on whether he saw the video, because he said before that he did see this disgusting video. Franklin in a team meeting said, I spoke as if I saw the video. I didn't want to water down the message to him. Like, I guess he was like, I didn't want to leave. Well, his defense is, I didn't want to leave it up in the air. Like, maybe they didn't do it. So I just said, I saw the video and they definitely did it.
But see, and they took his word off of that shit. So what if those boys went to jail?
Mm-hmm.
What if they had, like, what if they have to pay damages to the family and they didn't actually do anything?
Right.
That's bullshit.
Yep. And he still got a job at Penn State, which is also a rape university. So I guess he'll fit right in. Speaking of rape and Florida, Treon Harris, got suspended for, well, not suspended, got, well, yeah, I guess it was suspended, suspended indefinitely by the University of Florida. He's the backup quarterback for the Florida Gators. Now, it's kind of, that's kind of a loaded term, because actually he was starting and it was looking like he was going to start this next week, because they finally sat the starting quarterback who played terrible, and Treon Harris came in the game and when they won or some shit, he played good. And so they were like, oh, here goes our new starting quarterback. Not so fast, friend. He's been accused of rape. Well, that assault claim has now been withdrawn within 7 days, which was kind of weird because his lawyer saying that it's been withdrawn. His lawyer also, like, really went hard at this woman in the public opinion. Like, he was out there, like, she, we got a picture of her smiling after it happened, hanging out at a party with everybody. Like, you know, just basically on some, like, she was the aggressor, he said. She had sex with more than one dude. Who knows if any of this shit is true, if all of it's true. I just know it was just super duper messy. But apparently she's withdrawing the account, the claim right now. I don't know what happens when you withdraw a complaint, if you can, like, just double down on that, bring it back later or what, you know?
I don't know, but the thing is, when you're a victim like that,
mm-hmm.
and you're in an area, a small town like that, people know who you are, and I can get people probably harassing the fuck out of her.
They said multiple sources close to the football program told ESPN.com the accuser is also an athlete at the university. So yeah, people know.
Yeah, they harassing the fuck out of her right now. She just probably wanted to go away right now. You know what I mean?
That's the thing. You can never know. You can never know. What
sport does old girl play?
They don't say. But this isn't as egregious as the Jameis Winston shit. You know what I mean? But yeah, they gonna lower him up. They gonna, you know, make sure that, you know, and honestly, man, in these cases, as fucked up as it does sound, I always do hope that the victim is lying, because that's the best result. The best result is you didn't do it. She accused you of some shit you didn't do, and you get to go on and live your life because it's been proven to be false, and maybe she can go get some help because she shouldn't be out here doing that. That's the best case scenario. You know, worst case, you did it.
Well, the reason why I ask is because I can see her coach putting pressure on her to withdraw the claim. So mm-hmm. I work for the University of Minnesota, and I've seen how athletics works.
Right.
Football, especially if it's a big football school, which the Gators are, they bring in a lot of the money, and they share with the other sports. So let's say she's plays on the golf team. Mm-hmm. Well, Florida golf probably don't make shit for money coming into the school. The football team does. I'm sure one of them coaches went over to the golf team and was like, hey, your girl is accusing our dude of rape. She need to go ahead and do that, or we cutting off your money.
Yeah.
And that's how that panned out.
Yep. Like I said, it's because you never know. You know what I mean? Like, you now because adults get involved, money's involved, the justice system that shit ain't going to happen.
No.
You know what I mean? So, and like I said, the way... I don't know if y'all saw the article, and I don't know if I lost it or whatever, but the way his lawyer was, like, going at her, like, it was just one of those things where it's like, do you really want to play this in public opinion? Because, you know, maybe it worked. Maybe I'm naive. Maybe that's what he wanted, was to shame her into silence and embarrass her so much that she would just be like, look, I would rather withdraw the case, because now he's basically calling me a hoe. And I don't want to deal with it, you know. because, you know, they were, like I said, they were throwing certain keywords out there, like she was the aggressor, she had multiple sexual partners that night, you know, to try to make it seem like she's a hoe, okay? Mm-hmm. And because she's a hoe, you ain't gotta worry about this shit. So just let the boy play. And it's like, the only thing people care about is whether he play or not. They don't even care if he's innocent or guilty. He on my favorite team, so he innocent. Speaking of Florida, Florida football teammates got into a fight over cleats.
Say that one more time.
Florida football teammates got into a fight over cleats.
Okay. The niggas back in third grade. What's going on?
He stepped on his Jordans. He stepped on his Jordan cleats.
Florida quarterback Skylar Morningwig, yes, son of Marty, and a teammate fought each other Monday night at Florida Stadium, allegedly over a pair of cleats. The cops had to be called. He initially confronted defensive lineman Gerald Willis about a pair of missing cleats that he found in Willis's locker. Then everything popped off. An excerpt from the police report says, Willis told me he was eating his dinner, sitting on one of the concrete barriers outside the stadium near the entrance of the Havener complex. Now, see, you don't disturb a brother named Willis, Gerald Willis, when he's eating some chicken. Probably, I bet it was some chicken.
I was just going to say, I bet it was chicken or at least a pork chop.
It's still warm outside. He got watermelon.
Willis told me he was approached by William Schuyler Morningwig. Morningwig stood over him and asked him about a pair of cleats. Morningwig told Willis he had been looking for a pair of cleats for about a week with the number 17 on the back of them. Morningwig told Willis he located the cleats inside of his locker. Willis told me he grabbed the pair of cleats the other day in the locker room. Willis was in fear of being late to practice and couldn't locate his cleats. Willis told me he grabbed the nearest pair to him. Willis told me words were exchanged between him and Morningwig. Willis felt threatened by Morningwig standing over him like he was. Willis stood up, and he and Morningwig were in each other's face. While Willis pushed Morningwig, and then Morningwig struck Willis on the chin with a closed fist. Willis then struck Morningwig in the mouth. Willis had a small patch of hair on his chin. Willis pulled the hair to the side and could see a small cut. I could see a small cut. Willis did not need medical attention. Both players declined to press charges. Damn. Over some cleats. You know what? That's the best story to come out of Florida, man, this week. Can't even be mad. I'm just mad he kept that dude cleats for a week though, man. You could have gave him back. He was punking him.
It could have been a hazing. Maybe it was a hazing thing.
You want my cleats, white boy? A boxer got punched. Hey. Oh, go ahead.
He's a quarterback and dude's a defensive lineman. How the fuck did they fit each other? Like, I don't even understand.
I know. Like, you know he was running late. He didn't want them. This is just funny, and it's really more of a sight thing than a podcast thing, but I'm gonna play the audio anyway. A boxer was fighting, and he got punched in the dick so hard that he had to quit the fight. Dude, he is writhing on the ground in pain.
But you heard the second thud.
Boom. Yeah.
Boom.
Dog, he tried to walk it off too. It was not happening. Like, he had that brief second, like, motherfucker, oh, it's hurting. This nigga is laid down on the air. He about to fall out the ring, dog. Oh, I know his dick is burning.
I don't know why he lost the fight. And he got punched in the balls. He hit one of the balls.
Yeah, he hit him. He busted a ball, dog. He tried to grab it with the glove. You know that can't help. They are, dude, people so fucking mean. They booing him for getting hit in the nuts.
I hope they booing the dude that punched him. I hope that's,
you know, they booing him like, get up, bitch. You know, they, people not good like that, Justin. People evil as shit. It's just one ball. Get up. Come on, pay good money.
left kind of loosened up a little bit.
Damn. Stand up and loosen him up a little bit.
Yeah, he said loosen up a little bit. Hey, look, he tried to stand up, and why did he just lean to the side and lay back down on his side?
I mean, what does he think? He got punched in the balls by a dude who's for a living punches things.
Was he not wearing a cup? I mean, people get punched in the balls all the time. I mean, in boxing. Ah, it's so good in slow motion.
Man, he punched one up.
Yeah, he put it's a ball in his stomach right now.
He punched it up. I feel so bad for that dude.
It's like
people laughing. Did you hear the people?
Yeah, that's fucked up. They watching the replay, clowning his ass, and he's laying in the ring.
I don't know that I would have finished that fight either. And yeah. I don't think it's fair that I lose.
Can't even be mad at him.
It's not fair that I lose. I'm not the one that did an illegal punch.
I agree with you.
He should have lost.
We're on the same side of this. People got mad at Nick Stauskas because Boobie Gibson. Stauskas is the rookie white dude. He plays for Sacramento. So there was a picture of him on the plane and he's using his phone to try to take a picture of his per diem, the money that you get to spend per day in the NBA. And Boobie Cousins, caught him, taking that picture. So he put it on the internet like, hey, look at this rookie, you know, taking pictures of his per diem, you know, trying to make it look like he flossing. And so Nick Stauskas, when he got asked about it, following a loss to the Toronto Raptors, he said, I understand that I'm a rookie and I'm white, so people are going to attack me at all times. Just coming out there in the game, I felt it right away. He said he was surprised people got mad at him because people got mad about him saying that. He said, I was very surprised. People kind of took it too far. What I was trying to say. I wasn't trying to get anyone to feel sorry for me. I wasn't trying to be controversial or anything like that. I was just keeping it real. As a rookie in the NBA, you're going to get attacked on the court. You see that tonight. People make a point to go at me. It has a lot to do with the reputation and kind of stereotypes of what your game is. For me, I look at my reputation. People look at me, and obviously I'm not the best defender in the world. So people are going to make a point to go at me and try to attack me as much as they can. That's really what I was trying to say.
So you saying that people attack you because you're white, but not because you are self-proclaiming a terrible defender?
I think what he's really saying was what he meant that first time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree.
That people be like, oh, this white dude, they assume he can't D him up because people use stereotypes all the time on the basketball court.
I mean, you got white privilege in every aspect of the
except
area
this.
Of your life.
This the one time you don't.
And you go bitch about it, bro.
Right.
That's why you're not getting sympathy.
Oh, no, you going to bitch about it. I mean, look how much time you bitch about being light-skinned. You know.
I don't bitch about it.
Nah, you bitch all the time. It's like pretty much every time we go out and do something. You're like, oh, just because I'm light-skinned. Just because I'm light-skinned. It's just natural, man. I don't have a problem with them saying like, I would still hang out with this dude. I think you being judgmental, but...
I'm just saying, he need to stop bitching when he got privilege in every aspect of his life.
But he not applying for a loan. I mean, he was. I'm sure if he was like dating somebody's daughter, he would, you know, be like, well, shit, this is what I'm talking about. But, you know, as far as just on the court, they definitely be calling him the white boy at practice.
Good old white boy.
Hey, white boy. You got the white boy. Check the white boy, man. I always wonder how white people feel about that.
Ricky white boy.
Yeah. I always wonder how white people feel about that. It can't go down well.
I guess because we at our gym is so diverse, we don't know.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're right. Plus, I don't say, I make a habit not to try not to say that unless it's an absolute joke.
I can see Dave saying it, though.
Dave would definitely say it. Right there, you get the white boy. Go on over there. But Dave, it's Black History Month. Fuck Black History Month.
And he a white boy. Like, fuck him too. Dave's so evil, man.
But I kind of like Stauskas now. Now I'll be rooting for him. Before, I didn't give a fuck. Danny Green. Wait, I'm gonna save this one for next. I'll be for later. The NFL did a survey of the fans to find out how many of them, what they feel about certain topics. Only 32% believe Goodell should lose his job. 66% say he shouldn't. He's not gonna lose his job.
Yeah, he at home. He ain't going nowhere.
Mm-hmm. The poll shows strong support for keeping Ray Rice off the field for at least some period of time. 43% of fans say he should never be allowed to play again. 7% say he should be allowed to play now. And 49% say he should be permitted to return after missing more time.
He might be back.
Mm-hmm. Half of women say Rice should never be allowed to play again. 37% of men. 19% of black fans say he should receive a permanent ban, while 46% of white fans support that.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. White people hate niggas, man. He could never be forgiven. 54% of fans say he should be allowed to play for Adrian Peterson if he is found not guilty, and another 29% say he should be able to return regardless of the case's outcome. Only 15% of people think he should never play again for whooping this kid and getting in child abuse. But yeah, it was just an interesting poll they did.
You think he should play again?
Peterson?
Yeah. Guilty, even if he
gets. I think both of them should, honestly. I wouldn't say should, not like a merit, but they, if they're good enough to keep playing, I don't know why they wouldn't, just because they got convicted of a crime. Michael Vick got convicted of a crime, he still could play football. Dante Stallworth got convicted of a crime, he still could play football. It's just people think football is some type of privilege. It's just a skill that you have in life.
Maxwell Burris, he shot himself and committed and took an out-of-state weapon. He did his year in jail and came back.
Brandon Marshall got a second chance and made the best of it. So I wouldn't deny these guys a second chance if it was up to me. Let's see what else. The Yankees re-signed GM Brian Cashman. Can't lie, man. I'm a little bit disappointed, man.
You thought it was gone?
I thought he should leave, man. I mean, they didn't even make the playoffs this year. You know, Jeter's gone. This would be a good time to just start over.
Yep, they'll look to replace the coach before they will him.
I mean, think about how much money this motherfucker has spent to get players over the last, like, what is it, $438 million to sign 4 free agents last winter.
Yep, none of them. And, Robinson Cano.
Why the fuck is he why the fuck is he still employed? So you can just keep being bad at your job as long as you a Yankee? That don't make sense. Fire this nigga. Let's start over.
I agree.
So, that's right, y'all. We talked baseball just now. Didn't think that was going to happen when you woke up this morning. Mayweather Sr. said that Mayweather Jr. and Manny Pacquiao will happen.
Oh, I thought it was going to say they both going to beat a woman at the same time. not actually fight each other.
You know what's funny about this? I still don't believe it. Mayweather Sr. be talking reckless.
I don't believe it either.
Yeah. I believe Roger Mayweather, if he say it, between fist sandwiches, then I'll be willing to listen. But if it's, I don't believe Floyd Mayweather Sr., man. Let me ask you guys something. If this fight was going to happen, would y'all pay pay-per-view and go see it?
No.
What about you, Biko?
Absolutely not.
You know what's crazy? It's been, at this point, 5 years now. But that's exactly what I said 5 years ago. The time that they will schedule this fight will be after I don't want to see it. When it's no longer the biggest fight, it will be when they schedule the shit, and I'll be done. And I'll be damned if they do schedule it. I just realized we've crossed the threshold where I don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah, how many fights Floyd got left in him anyway? I actually want him to stop fighting so he can retire.
Said, I'm sorry. He said last fight, he's done after two more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope he win those two and leave undefeated. I really do.
It ain't like if he It's not like if he says, okay, I will fight Pacquiao and he wins, it's not like people not gonna come up with another excuse why that shit don't count.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to win undefeated. Cause that's why I got my inspiration to slap women around,
right,
and beat them lips off of Matty Daniels' lips the past week. That's why I got my inspiration. So I hope he continues to be on top. Cause he inspires us all.
Me too, man. LeBron, go ahead.
That podcast, That Blood, inspired me never to watch that show.
Oh, LeBron said he finds the comments of his ex-teammates, Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade, to be surprising.
I don't think he believes it, but it was the right thing to say.
They play the Heat. They play the Heat in Brazil in an exhibition game this week. And he says he has no plans on spending time with either one of them.
We knew this, but we did a skit about it.
Yep. This is true, speaking of power.
The thing is, he should have known. Dwayne Wade petty like that anyway, so he should have known them comments was coming.
Chris Bosh said he hadn't spoken with James since he left for the Cavs in July, though he later clarified and said they spoke at Dwayne Wade's wedding in August. Also, in a recent interview, Wade said he didn't have fun last season, and James finally won as his teammate. I know a lot of words have been coming out of that camp, and as of late, some of it is surprising, James said Friday at the Cleveland practice. We got so much history together. It doesn't take away from what we accomplished in Miami, and I know that. I talked to D-Wade. Obviously, I haven't talked to Chris, but I haven't seen them. Obviously. Damn, that's cold.
You know what's crazy? We know Dwayne Wade lying because he took that pay cut thinking he was going to get LeBron to come back.
Yep.
Like, stop your lying. Damn, I hate your lying. I really do hate him.
I know.
It's turning to hate now because he think he can lie to me like he does Gabrielle.
Right. Like he does Siobhan.
Yeah.
Leaving her out in the cold. Meanwhile, letting that harlot come into his house and break it up.
Raising Siobhan's kids. No.
No, no. I said I wasn't going to do this.
Any nigga that has break babies can't be trusted. Period.
Rod forgave him, but now he's sitting here lying to you, Rod.
It's like he'll never learn. You know? It's like you open up your heart to him, and you think he's ready to start over, but you can't trust him because he's always out in these streets talking and running off at the mouth with different people telling different versions of the story. Making me look crazy. Now I look crazy on my own show?
Actually, you do. You forgave him. Overall.
I just wanted it to work so bad, Justin.
Like, you never was going to bring it up again.
I just wanted it to work. Can't you understand?
I don't.
Now you
keep letting him mentally abuse you.
Now you making it seem like I'm the one that's wrong.
I mean, you keep letting him mentally abuse
you. I'm going to go out front in my
him back again. Go
ahead. I'm going to go out front in my apartment and have some signs and just sit in the ground.
No, take him back again. Just call him and tell him you forgive him again. Send him on Instagram. And tell him he's still welcome here.
But he's the father of my podcast. How are we gonna break this up?
I know he was inspiration for
Stay on my couch when he was just a rookie in Miami. Don't you understand?
I know he was your inspiration. I know you changed.
Now I'm supposed to just start over. Yes. I changed my whole life for him.
You changed your formatting of the show for him.
The show didn't used to be like this.
Just letting him lie to you, man. We here for you. Me and B. Cole here for you if you want to.
If I find out that he on another podcast doing, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know.
Justin, bring it. Let's bring it in. Let's give Rod a hug.
He's scheduled to be on Bill Simmons' podcast.
What? Well, I just talked to him the other day. He said he wasn't doing no other podcast guest attempt until he could do mine.
He's scheduled to do Bill Simmons.
Nah, man.
Before the season starts.
Nah, because I asked
Bill Simmons always doing LeBron James slander.
Yeah, they had some pictures on Instagram together, and I asked him, was that supposed to be him? He said it wasn't. He said they wasn't doing no podcast.
Nah, well, he said it. He what he meant was he wasn't going to do it while Simmons was suspended.
Oh,
that's what he meant.
So because they was on a break together, and they going to come up with a break podcast. I don't even know what to believe anymore, guys.
It's crazy to me, too.
Let's just move on to the next story. Jesus Christ, Dwayne Wade. What the fuck, man? Can't trust nobody these days. Speaking of not being able to trust nobody these days, Danny Green. Did you hear about this story, Justin?
No.
This nigga Like, this is one of the all time diss niggas of all time, dude.
So should we save it for the?
No, no, I'm putting this in the chat right now so people can see it.
This shit is good. I saw it on Twitter and I literally had tears coming down.
This is one of the all time fuck nigga moments ever.
This nigga.
So the Spurs are in Berlin, Germany, to play an exhibition game against Alba Berlin. Danny Green uses free time to go explore a city. He went to the Holocaust Memorial in Berlin and took a photo, which is fine. He wasn't smiling in it, but the caption said, "You know I had to do it one time, LOL, hashtag Holocaust."
This nigga's stupid.
What?
Thought he got a Carolina education.
Dude. I mean, now I'm sure NC State fans found this on his Instagram page before he could change the caption. And they the reason he got in trouble. That's what they do on their message board. Danny Green said on Twitter, "I want to sincerely apologize for my insensitivity of my post. I have great respect and understanding for this country's history and wanted to continue chronicling my experience in Berlin. But show poor judgment. Sorry once again."
Now, this was after the Holocaust but survivors' kids was tweeting this nigga. That shit was hilarious.
But does he really understand?
Like, you realize what you did?
I don't think he does.
Dog, why? What was the LOL for?
Right, because he didn't understand. He doesn't understand what he did.
And then, you know, I had to do it one time. What? Do what one time? What?
He didn't understand, man.
He don't. The only thing would have been worse if he would put like Ballercost or some shit. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm balling. Hashtag Ballercost. Idiot. Danny Green.
Now, what is he doing with his other hand? Because one hand is for the pitcher.
And I don't
the
even
other
know.
Arm is in the L. What?
He probably just, doing the Hunger Games sign.
Man, he doing something else that's real ignorant, and it just happened to be cropped out. Like, like he just lucky Instagram don't let you really put an entire photo. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, no. Because otherwise, I'm sure his hands is doing something real ignorant.
Yeah. Today's show has been a little too sad, so I'm not going to play the audio from the racist people at the Cardinals game that confronted the Mike Brown protesters and shit. But, yeah, it was everything bad about sports entitlement and racism. Oh, and then, of course, you know it was bad because Jason Whitlock wrote an article about how the black people should be ashamed of themselves for going out there and protesting against the ignorance of the rally for the Cardinals fans that, you know, were supporting Darren Wilson.
Why hasn't he died of cardiac arrest yet or something? Like, why is he still alive?
I don't know. All right, let's do our last segment.
No disrespect. But
yeah, no disrespect, obviously.
I just dislike
you. Just need him to die. La 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 la. Hey, mama. So Kobe Bryant apparently let Kanye West train with him at the basketball court. And Kanye West was not the most enthused about it. I don't think I put this picture in. It won't let me copy it, but you can click the link if you guys want to see what he looked like. Imagine him being miserable as he always looks. Kanye went to train with Kobe Bryant at the gym. Kobe was smiling, everybody else was smiling, and then Kanye sitting up there looking like someone stole his damn dog. Another thing was Swaggy P got hurt, and he's gonna be out for a few games.
Yep,
we was right. He was reaching on Kobe. Don't reach. All right, he said that shit about being able to beat Kobe 1-on-1. Now look at your ass.
Mr. Glass.
Yep. And of course, the biggest news of the week. That nigga came out and told people get their money and stop worrying about the NBA salary cap and helping these owners out. And get like me, you broke bitches. And I appreciate that. That's why I fuck with him, man. That's why he's my favorite player, man. Cause, everybody else was keeping it PC and Kobe was the only one that came out like, nigga, no, you better get your money. Motherfuckers care about you when you retire? Nope. Break a leg. See what happened. All right, man. This has been it for Balls D Sports. Our guest has been my man, B. Cole, Cubicle BC, the unkillable black man. Thank you so much for coming on, man.
No problem. Thank you for having me, y'all.
No doubt, man. And,
know, no disrespect. When on your tombstone, you should put something like, finally, or, I die trying. So, I don't know. Just my third time.
There's gonna be
something
stupid that killed me, like, nigga gonna get like a cold.
like the third time's a charm or something. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, you cheated death twice, man. Congratulations, dude.
Yeah, man. And glad you could be here with us, man.
No problem, man. Thank you guys for having me again. I had a lot of fun.
Cool, man. And, we'll be back next week with more Balls D Sports, everybody. Until then, peace.